practiced. We bled all week. We hit. We hurt. We got up and went again and again. Now comes game day. Let's hit the field.
Let's go!
Welcome to Spoofhound Football.
It is a wet and cold evening in Maryville, Missouri, but it is a perfect night for high school football as we're getting set for the Class 3 District 8 semifinals. The Maryville Spoofhounds taking on the St. Pius Warriors here tonight at the Hound Pound. Maryville comes in at 6-3 on the season, fresh off a bye after getting the top seed in Class 3 District 8. Meanwhile, St. Pius, they had to get a win over Cameron last week to advance to have a chance to get into the district championship game, which will be next Friday night. These two teams meeting for the second time this season. The first one went the way of St. Pius, a game in Kansas City, a 34-27 victory for the Warriors with a Larry Casconi touchdown with just over a minute left in regulation. The Spoofhounds marched down the field in a hurry, couldn't quite punch it in, ended up falling in that football game. But since then, the Spoofhounds have won 4 of 5, and the Warriors have dropped 3 of 6. Alongside Philip Horan, I'm Matt Tritton. Lawrence Link is our man back in the KXCV studios for this one. And Philip, it doesn't get a whole lot better than this. Two schools that are rivals. We've got playoff football. It's win or go home. Plus, the weather kind of plays into it, too. This should be a fun night.
Yeah, and as the St. Pius Warriors are running off the field, they're dancing in puddles like a bunch of little kids going into the schoolyard there. So it's going to be a fun night for football. It seems like we say that each and every night, but we've got the Maryville Spoofhounds, the MEC Conference co-champions, and they had the week off, a chance to rest, recoup, kind of put together their game plan for tonight to see these St. Pius Warriors for the second time since week 4 on September 16th, as you mentioned, down in North Kansas City. What a game that was. It came down to the very end. Derek Quinlan from the 12-yard line rolling to his right. If he just had maybe a split second more, he might have launched the pass 12 yards to the end zone to hopefully give these Hounds a chance to tie that ball game up and maybe send that maybe into overtime for a victory, hopefully, for the Spoofhounds. However, that didn't happen. That left a sour taste in these Hounds' mouth, and tonight they have a chance at redemption. This Pius team has beat Maryville 3 in a row after Maryville just absolutely owned the series against Pius dating back 10, 15, 16 years. Maryville has really owned this Pius team. 16-3. Those three coming the last three games. So we hope to get that trend and get that boat turned around tonight in this wet weather, this wet, wet, cold weather. It's so wet that the folks from the north side, the dog pound, they're listening in the comfort of their vehicles tonight because it's just one of those nights to listen on the radio, put a blanket on, and know that you're going to get a great broadcast here and a great football game at the Hound Pound.
For a minute, the rain had subsided, just a few sprinkles. It looks like looking up at the lights, the rain coming back down, relatively steady. Kind of a hard night to have the fire pit out and everything going with the rain coming down on top of us. But still, again, like you mentioned, good night to turn on the radio and get set for a good high school football game. Wondering how much of a factor that the rain and the cold and the wet conditions, because it has rained on this field at the Hound Pound all day long. Walked down there earlier and talked to Coach Webb for our pregame interview, and it's awfully squishy and spongy. The field's very saturated. It looks very good right now. It's painted up. But you know, once these guys start going, especially those offensive and defensive linemen, we're going to have a pretty muddy football game. They're going to be tearing it up, especially between the hashes. At what point does footwork, ball control, hanging on to it, keeping your feet, if you're a defender, if you get juked at or make one quick cut for a running back, who's going to make that one mistake that opens the door for the other team to take control in this one?
And you look at these two teams, and there's just athletes all over the field, really, for both St. Pius and for Maryville. If you look at the stat leaders game after game, you've got names like Cooper Lowe and, of course, Derek Quinlan with his arm, but also he can get the job done on the ground with his feet. So he's been very impressive week in and week out. Then you add guys like Delton Davis, 64-yard bombs in that first game against St. Pius resulted in a touchdown in the second quarter. You get Drew Burns, Mr. Everything, in there. And then you throw in a Caden Steckline who has 630 total yards this year. We've got athletes, but they also have athletes. And you can't take your eyes off of their quarterback, Braden McPhee. He's a big guy. He looks like he would you know, just be at that linebacking position wreaking havoc, but then you throw him in under center as a quarterback. That guy can throw the ball. That guy can run the ball. He can run you over, and I think he really likes to run people over. And then you talked about Larry Cascone with that final touchdown last game. He's a big dude. Reed McCann, Max Irvey's name's all over the stat book. Jackson Roderman, a receiver, he's always good for a big play. Was against Maryville, was last week. And then a guy like Grant Redd. Grant Redd kind of turned the game around for St. Pius in that first meeting when Maryville looked to be in control of the game. Touchdowns, 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 and then Grant Redd, 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown to put Pius back in there and give them some life. So they have playmakers, we have playmakers, and you're right. This field, the conditions could be ripe for someone to, you know, just slip and fall, creating a wide-open receiver downfield. The field does look like it's in really good condition given, but we might have a different assessment after four quarters of football here tonight.
We might have a different assessment after about 3 minutes of football tonight, because as we started the broadcast, I mentioned the rain's coming down harder, and now a couple minutes later, it's coming down even harder than it was just a moment ago. So one of those evenings to where the rain's going to play a factor throughout. Knock on wood, we're hoping that we will not see lightning. We have not seen lightning here for a few hours in Maryville, so all is clear on that front. So hopefully, regardless of what's coming down from the skies, we should be able to play as long as that stays away throughout the evening here in Maryville. You touched on it right as we got things going. A bye week last week for Maryville. A chance to rest, recoup, recharge the batteries. It's been 9 weeks of football, 9 weeks of active Fridays. But you also have to think about the practices, the off-season workouts, all the camps that this team goes to make sure they're ready for these moments. It was probably about time that they were ready to have a Friday night of relaxing and taking it easy on those bodies, so they're ready to go right now.
And that's something that Coach Webb does such a great job with this program. He really lays the foundation early in those youth programs that we have here in Maryville and the surrounding area. And then he really makes these students commit to being student athletes and putting in the hard work to become those type of guys that play deep into November. And that's something that both Maryville and St. Pius, they are used to playing deep into November. Well, this is unusual, but they're meeting fairly early, so somebody's going to go home very disappointed, and someone's going to live to move on and face the winner of that Chillicothe-Savannah game just about 25 miles south of here. So, yes, the commitment's there. You've got to know that a coach like Coach Webb and Matt Houchin, they've probably done a lot with wet footballs over the course of practice this week in anticipation of the conditions here tonight, but you just don't know how you're going to respond until you get out there. And Matt, I'm going to put my money on the Farm Boys from Northwest Missouri, buddy.
Gotta love it. This will be a fun one this evening. The rain's coming down. It's a chilly night. We'll have a full weather forecast on the way from our very own weatherman, Philip Horn. He kind of does a little bit of everything for us here for our broadcast. This will be a great evening of high school football. Could be a quick evening, too, depending on how much these teams want to run the football and get out of here killing that clock. But I have a feeling that Derek Quinlan's arm could play a big factor before the time, before this one's all said and done. Still to come here on Spoofhound Pregame, we're going to hear from head coach Matt Webb. We'll also hear from KQ2 sports director Chris Roush as he also discusses that other matchup in Class 3 District 8. As Philip mentioned, Chillicothe and Savannah meeting up in Savannah. That'll be a game of two teams that love to run the football as well. Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Chris Roush. That's next, right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North North Buchanan. And Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Trek Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Support also comes from Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. And Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans. Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoof Hound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Maryville back home for the first time since September 30th, getting set for the Class 3 District 8 semifinals against St. Pius. We're talking with Chris Roush, KQ2 Sports Director. Chris, last time we saw these two teams, it was a 7-point ball game in Kansas City. Tonight, this one back at the Hound Pound, but the elements playing a little bit of a factor too. Rain all day today here in Maryville. How do you handicap this one as we look at round two between the Warriors and Spoof Hounds?
Well, when you have the home field advantage, I think that helps quite a bit. But also, like you said, weather conditions really aren't favoring anybody. Raining all day and just kind of really messing some things up. Because, I mean, this time of year, you know you're not going to get perfect weather conditions, especially in early November. But that is what it is. But I think it's a big deal to have this game at home now. And like you said, for the first time since September 30th, Maryville back at home. And they've been playing some pretty good football as of late, too. So I think this is going to be one of those interesting matchups where, you know, Pius bested them the first time around, but as we've seen with every Maryville team throughout the last several years under Coach Matt Webb, they get better as the season goes. They learn from their mistakes, and you never really want to see a team twice in a season, but with the way District 8 is with all MEC teams, that was bound to happen anyway.
Well, you're exactly right, and kind of interesting to look at it, too. This is a St. Pius team that lost twice during conference play. First to Chillicothe at home, then on the road at Savannah in the second to last week of the regular season. Both of those two teams, different styles, but they want to come out and run the football at you. Well, then we also look at week four whenever Maryville lost by 7 in Kansas City. That was one of the best days of the season for Cooper Lowe. This is one where, boy, if Cooper can get things churning, especially on that wet and sloppy field, this could be good things to come for Maryville.
Yeah, I think so. And you go back to that Savannah game with St. Pius, Matt, and you look at, I was there for the second quarter of that one. The Pius did okay moving the football between the 30s, but Savannah caused some turnovers there, had two interceptions. You know, Pius was moving pretty well, just like short passes and running the football. Pius tried to go to the top against Savannah a few times in that ball game, and it really didn't work out because Savannah forced the two interceptions, and Savannah bested them by running the football. They had a late touchdown in that one to outlast them in that ball game. So you look at, there's ways to beat the St. Pius team. And, you know, the last couple of years, St. Pius has been the team to beat in the MEC. Now, this time around, you've seen some weaknesses emerge. There's been some player personnel change for St. Pius, too. I think this is a pretty good recipe for Maryville, especially if Cooper Lowe and company can get things rolling, despite the muddy conditions they're going to be facing tonight, too.
It'll be interesting to kind of watch and see how things go. That was Braden McPhee. We saw him at quarterback back in week four, threw a couple picks in that game against Savannah, as you mentioned, where the Savages did outlast St. Pius in that football game. Last week against Cameron, the first round of districts, it was Max Irvey playing quarterback for Pius, so we'll kind of see how that plays out as this one goes. But it has been an opportunistic Maryville defense when they've had those chances. Knocked the ball loose a couple times against Lafayette, scooped those up, but of course throughout the season when they've had a chance, the ball hits the turf, they have dove dove on top of it. So it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out today in Maryville. On the other side of the bracket in Class 3 District 8, mentioned Savannah and Chillicothe have already both beat St. Pius once. They are meeting up tonight at 7 o'clock in Savannah. This has the makings to be a pretty fun one, too.
Yeah, I think so. And these are two teams that run the football well, but we've seen Savannah throw the football pretty well at times this year. But I think for Savannah, this game goes for Cade Chappelle. He's been an absolute stud running back this year. He causes problems for everybody. I mean, and then defensively, too, just kind of top of mind right now, is he had an interception against St. Pius in the secondary. So he's an athlete that you have to know where he is on the field. This one, the weather conditions, maybe a game where they don't really impact him as much because they're a grind-them-out run football type of two teams here that, you know, it's going to be probably a couple turnovers if depending how muddy everything is. Just, but I would bet these two teams are going to run the football quite a bit.
You know, we look at it a little bit biased because we see a lot of the MEC throughout the season, but Maryville with Cooper Lowe, St. Pius with Larry Casconi, Savannah with Cade Chappelle, Chillicothe with Silas Midget. These are four of the best running backs, I feel like, in the state playing right here in Class 3 District 8. We're kind of spoiled watching this, Chris.
Yeah, and I think that's like a double-edged sword, right? Like, you want to see these guys play as long as you can, but they're going to knock each other out here in the district, which it's the way it goes every season for somebody. But very spoiled by the type of talent there is in the MEC. Some years there's more than others, obviously, but this year there's some really good running backs across the conference that I think they should be proud of what they've got here. And we get to watch all four at least one more week. Well, it will be one more week, so we'll be down to two of them after this week anyway.
And what might be the X factor, we'll see how it plays out as this game goes on tonight, but the best quarterback and the best group of wide receivers lie with the Maryville Spoofhounds. We'll see how that plays out. The Spoofhounds and the Warriors of St. Pius meeting up tonight at 7 o'clock. Chris, great to talk with you. Have a good night.
You too. Have a good call.
KQ2 Sports Director Chris Rouse joining us. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXEV KLRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. They're located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Consumers Oil Company Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. And from Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, staffed with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, you can visit fmnottoway.com. And Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, visit lacledechain.com. Support also comes from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business. This broadcast is also underwritten by the Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can call 660-562-2525 or visit mymlc.com/Maryville.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
The Class 3 District 8 semifinals tonight in Maryville. The Spoofhounds hosting the St. Pius Warriors. Head coach Matt Webb joining us now. Coach Webb, coming in, obviously, kind of a wet, cool evening. Playoff football, it's kind of what you hope for. You want to be playing this time of year and have this opportunity, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a fun time of the year. You know, every game's fun, but these are memorable. These are the ones that when you're 45, 50 years old, you come back from class reunions, and you remember like stories like, hey, you remember when we played St. Pius back in my senior year, and I so-and-so got up with a face full of mud in his face, and those fun memories. But you bet, it's going to be a great night of football, and it's a lot of fun.
Whenever we come into this, we've got rain throughout the day in Maryville, and it's been pretty wet. The field's relatively soaked and saturated. Does this field play true? Are there certain parts of the field that you know offensively you want to avoid but maybe drive St. Pius towards that might be sloppier than others?
That's a great strategy. I don't know if we can do that or not, but yeah, I mean, our field is as good as any grass field that drains, and there's, you know, you try and get it off. We just had so much rain all day, and you know, from the early morning hours, it's never been able to keep up. So the good thing is, forecast shows, I think we're going to stay away from any lightning delays. Hopefully it's just, like I said, a light rain, and both teams have to deal with it. So, yeah, field conditions will be an issue tonight.
Of course, we want to talk a lot about turnovers and avoiding them on offense and earning a few more defensively in a wet night like this, but that's kind of playoff football too. If you take care of the football and earn a few turnovers defensively, you're going to win a lot of football games regardless.
Yeah, that's a recipe for success regardless of the conditions. But in conditions like this, I think that heightens it. We need to be able to run the football on offense and stop the run on defense. And when you got opportunities to make a big play, you go do it.
Ran the football well against St. Pius the first time around, but also in playoff football and in wet and cold conditions, you also have probably the best quarterback in the conference, the best group of skill players in the conference as well on that side of the football. How much of an X factor is that too of, we can run the football well, but we got a few guys that can take the top off?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when there's opportunities there, we need to take advantage of them. I know our offense is, like you said, we've been able to put up points all year, and the matchup tonight is the number one offense in the conference versus the number one defense, and St. Pius is very good up front defensively, and we're going to need to protect really good when we do throw, and we get an opportunity to use those skill kids, we need to do it.
Special teams obviously plays a huge role in every football game, but it's been pretty crucial against some games against St. Pius over the years. A little more focus, emphasis on that throughout the week too?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think when you look back in some of the close games we've played against them, field position and special teams have played pivotal roles. So, yeah, we've been able to emphasize that, and we need to do a really good job in our kicking units tonight. And again, especially with the conditions, you know, those field position things kind of add a little bit more importance.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Matt.
Maryville head coach Matt Webb. We'll take a break and be back with your starting lineups on KXEV KRNW.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support also comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. Information is available at 660-241-5001. And from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce and Spencer Twaddle and Brian Viertaller, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Maryville Athletics. Information at compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, and more. Online at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. Information available at twaddlerealty.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
back at the Hound Pound as Maryville getting set to take on St. Pius in the Class 3 District 8 semifinal game. A chance to go to the championship with a win today. They will meet the winner of Chillicothe and Savannah. That game being played down in Savannah coming up here in just a few minutes. Getting set for the opening kickoff here from Maryville. Alongside Philip Horn, I'm Matt Tritton. Lawrence Link back in the studios for us this evening. Philip, time for our starting lineups for the Spoof Hounds. As we take a look at it, not a whole lot changing for Maryville. You want to go ahead and bring us the starters on offense and defense for Maryville.
All right, Matt. Not a lot of changes tonight. Our offensive line is again anchored by senior Court Watkins, juniors Wesley Sneed, Owen Wonderly, Landon Liebhart, and sophomore Lucas Viertaler. Our tight end tonight is Cooper Gassler, a junior, followed by quarterback junior Derek Quinlan. Our running backs, a trio of seniors that have had fine seasons, provided a lot of leadership, a lot of excitement, and picked up a lot of yards along the way. Drew Burns, Cooper Lowe, and Caden Steckline. And then your wide receiver, number 11, junior Delton Davis. On the defensive side of the ball, again, a lot of the same names. Lucas Viertaler, Wesley Sneed, Court Watkins, and Major Scarborough. They make up the defensive line. Our trio of linebackers, Delton Davis, Mason Shervington, and Cooper Lowe. And your defensive backs, Don Allen, Boston Hageman, Caden Steckline, and Drew Burns. And that is your starting lineup for tonight's game against St. Pius.
Both teams taking the field. Maryville fired up on the nearest sideline in all green tonight. Green helmets, the home green jerseys, green pants, numbers, and Spoof Hounds across the chest in gold outlined in white. For St. Pius, the all-white look. White helmets, white jerseys, white pants, numbers in blue outlined in yellow on the far sideline. About set for high school football here from the Maryville High School Hound Pound. We'll take a break and be back with more here on KXCV Maryville, KLRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for today's Spoof Hound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. J.R. Kurz, Scott Nielsen, Jeanette Paget, Chad Hannigan, and Jeff Von Baron of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. Also from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Today's broadcast is also underwritten by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More info at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MarryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a floral shop, and more. More info at Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support for today's game also comes from Student Body. Located on 4th Street in Maryville, the Student Body provides Spoof Hound fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoof Hound Nation.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoof Hound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
St. Pius wins the coin toss. They defer to the second half, so Maryville will start this football game with the ball. Alongside Philip Horan, I am Matt Tritton, and it is pouring down rain out there. But that's the first time you've heard that one, right?
That is not the first time I've heard that one, Matt. Matt, I was doing a little research prior to the game. And just so you know, because we're going to talk about it a little bit here as the game goes on, but the Atacama Desert in northern Chile and southern Peru is the driest spot on Earth. This is not it. Tonight we are expecting probably about 2 inches of rain by the end of the evening. We've already got probably about an inch throughout the course of the day. We've had a couple of deluges go through, and it has been some heavy rain. Right now it's probably about as soft as it's been for most of the evening. But the temperatures are going to be hovering around 40 degrees. It feels like temperature will be around 35, 38. And the wind is out of the north, anywhere from 15 to 16 miles an hour. So we'll see how the weather conditions affect the Spoofhounds tonight. Not only do they play the St. Pius Warriors, number 9 in the state, a team that beat them in week 4, but you kind of feel like they're battling Mother Nature a little bit here tonight as well.
This is analysis you can't get anywhere else on the radio. Our broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. One more time, what was the driest place on Earth that you just said?
I think it's the Atacama Desert. It's Peru, Chile, around that border spot. They only get like a half a millimeter of rain annually. So
you was like green between like Peru State and Chillicothe, Missouri?
It kind of feels that way, just to be honest. Okay. But I think they're getting a little bit of rain tonight as well.
They might be. Speaking of Chillicothe, once again, they're playing in Savannah tonight. Quite a few games across Class 3. We were talking before we came back from the break. Some games got moved to 5 o'clock, trying to avoid some of this weather. And, of course, there is some severe weather in some other parts. We've been lucky to avoid that to this point. Maryville starting with the opening kickoff. This one goes back deep as the Spoofhounds will be taking this from south to north. That is right to left. It is Drew Burns with it up the right seam. And he is cut down just across the 25-yard line as Maryville getting set to go. They've got a good rushing attack led by Cooper Lowe and one of the best quarterbacks, probably the best quarterback in the Midland Empire Conference, led by Derek Quinlan.
And I'm not so sure that Derek Quinlan statistically might be the very best Class 3 quarterback. His 2,023 yards through the air, I believe, rank him as number one in Class 3. So we'll get a chance to see him throw the ball around tonight, even in these conditions.
Maryville starting out with the ball in their own 28-yard line. I formation behind Quinlan. They turn and give the ball right up the middle to start this football game. And a big chunk right away. That is going to be a pickup of 8 to start things off. As I believe that was Caden Steckline on the carry. He gets 8. That'll bring up a 2nd and 2. Not a bad start for the Hounds.
That's exactly where we're going to be in the football game. A short 2nd and 2. A lot of times this promotes the passing game, but we'll see if perhaps the running game is where we're going to stick our bread and butter tonight.
I formation once again for the Hounds. It's a handoff up the middle once again to Steckline. Another big push as he gets out near the 44-yard line. That'll be another pickup of 8 yards. And he's a young man that you've talked about it throughout the season, Phillip. You're just waiting for him to have that big game. He's been a rushing threat throughout his career, and he's got in the passing game, but really hasn't had that breakout game on the ground yet.
Yeah, Steckline with 209 rushing yards on the season, but we saw him his junior year in one game against Harrisonville go for over 200 yards, so we're just waiting for him to break out.
Under center, the pitch goes to Cooper Lowe. Is a short pitch, kind of angling toward the left tackle. It goes off his hands, falls to the ground. Looks like the Spoofhounds recover right at the line of scrimmage, maybe a loss of 0.5 yard, but Maryville avoiding disaster right there.
Cooper Lowe carrying the ball 87 times, make that 88 on the season. He does have one fumble, lucky to get that bounce to go his way, and that's something we'll keep an eye on throughout the course of the night in these wet conditions.
Bring up a 2nd down, maybe long 10 with 10:34 to play in the opening quarter as Quinlan turns, handoff once again, Steckline again bowling over defenders across the 50-yard line. He's brought down at the St. Pius 49. Give him 2nd and 7, bringing up a 3rd down and 3.
Just pounding the ball right up the middle with Caden Steckline seems to be the formula so far tonight.
I formation again. The ball fumble is, the snap is fumbled. Excuse me. Quinlan picks it up. A quick handoff goes to Steckline again, and he is brought down at the 41-yard line. Plenty for a 1st down.
And this is the kind of drive that I was excited to see as we started the ball game, because I just can't wait to see Steckline just pound, 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 and that's exactly what's going on tonight, using Cooper Lowmore as a fullback.
They turn, they give to Steckline once again. This time he angles to the left side toward the tackle, brought down at the 39, a gain of 3 for Maryville.
And Matt, the pace on this game is just dynamic. They are getting the plays in. They're getting up to the line of scrimmage. They're moving very quickly, not giving St. Pius a lot of time to make adjustments with that run game that's going right up the middle.
Yeah, this isn't a rushing attack that's trying to grind you down and grind that clock. There, getting on the ball and going right at Pius. As the pitch goes to the left to Steckline, he's wrapped up in the backfield and brought down at the 40. This will be a loss of 1 here for the Hounds. It's
Seeking down on 9 minutes to play in the opening quarter. A third down and nine on the way for Maryville. Ball on the St. Pius 40-yard line. One receiver split out wide to the right. It is Drew Burns at the wing back. And back to pass is Quinlan rolling to his right. A flag comes down. He has a receiver open. That is Cooper Lowe. The pass a little tall off his fingertips. And this flag in the area of holding.
Yeah, they're going to get a holding penalty on the right side of the offensive line. And St. Pius probably backs them up, makes them replay third down. But this dynamic offense, that's giving them an extra down to play with.
So they will go ahead and decline it. So it will bring up a fourth down and nine. So we'll see if Maryville wants to try to go for it with the ball on the Pius 40-yard line or potentially go ahead and punt this one away and just play the field position game. As the rain has lightened up just a bit, as a Pius defender jumps into the neutral zone. A hard count that time by Quinlan. It's Dominic Cued. And this will bring up now a fourth down and four for the Spoofhounds.
It looked like on that third down play, the number 21, Jackson Rotterman, who we'll talk about him some tonight, he's playing defensive end. It looked like he got the best of Lucas Viertaler to set up that holding penalty. But then, as you mentioned, Dominic Cood gives us 5 yards right back, bringing up a manageable fourth down.
High formation once again for the Hounds as Quinlan goes under center. Delton Davis split out wide to the right. Off the right side of the formation is Burns. They go up the middle to Steckline. He is upended near the sticks, but he's going to be just a bit short. It looks like he's going to pick up three on fourth down and four. This will be a turnover on downs. So the running game working well for the Spoofhounds, but got pushed back into a third down and long and just couldn't get much going from that point as they pick up eight but fall up a little bit short after getting the penalty, a three-yard carry. They turn it over on down. So St. Pius and Brayden McPhee at quarterback will take over now with the ball on the Maryville 32-yard line. And Maryville going exclusively under center for that first drive. It will be McPhee coming out in shotgun to start things off here for St. Pius. And the handoff goes up the middle. I believe it's Larry Cascone. Took that handoff, bobbled it just a bit, but lowers his shoulder, pushes forward, and gets to the 35-yard line, a gain of three.
And there you saw again, already early, a couple of bobbled snaps, bobbled handoff. That time, Cascone, he did look like he secured the ball, but it wasn't easy for him on that first opportunity to rush the football.
Last time we saw Cascone, 10 carries for 60 yards and a touchdown against Maryville back in week four. Good young running back here for St. Pius as they go under center. I formation, wide receiver stacked to the right on the right side. Another handoff goes to Cascone, and Maryville swarming to the football. Not a lot there as Mason Shervington quickly pops up after helping make that tackle.
Mason Shervington, Delton Davis in on that tackle. Also, it looked like 56. Wesley Sneed in on that tackle, so they were kind of crashing down that left side, making it hard for Pius to pick up yards. Maryville made it look easy initially moving the ball on their opening possession. And on this drive, if they could pick up a stop here on third down, put Pius into a punting opportunity.
McPhee usually completes about 60% of his passes on the season, facing a third down and five, 7:25 to play in the opening quarter. Still scoreless here in the Class 3 District 8 semifinal game. McPhee running to his left, Cascone the lead blocker. He gets a block. Now fighting forward out near the first down marker is McPhee. Tackle made by Lowe. We'll see where they spot this football and what head coach Anthony Simone wants to do. It looks like it's going to be just short. Nope, now they're going to go ahead and wave him on and say that he got just what he needed, a five-yard pickup by McPhee.
And that's where McPhee hurt us last game back in September when we played Pius in week four. McPhee, he can pass the ball well, but he is also able to make things happen with his legs. And again, just a big, strong kid. He's not afraid to take on a linebacker and try to knock your linebacker backwards.
McPhee, a senior quarterback, under center once again. Single back in this formation is Cascone. He has a lead blocker, but he is wrapped up and hit in the backfield. Nothing doing that time. Major Scarborough, the first one back there.
Matt did a little bit of research over the week off. St. Pius, about 70 to 75% of the time on first down, likes to hand the ball off to Larry Cascone. So far tonight, that's held true. I'm sure the coaches for the Spoofhounds see that. They're going to start keying in on him just a little bit. Hopefully not too much that they set something up over the top. Again, tough night to pass the ball in, but it does look like the rain, I'd almost say it's subsided for the evening, but it'll be back and it'll still play a factor in this ball game.
You get a bye week, you're doing homework. I get a bye week, I'm just sitting home eating as much as I can. In the shotgun once again is McPhee, fakes the handoff to Casconi, wants to take off and run this one himself, being chased by Snead, and he is hit just across the line of scrimmage. This will be a pickup of two coming up for McPhee, in a third down and long on the way for Pius.
Way to stay home, Mason Shervington. He was with the quarterback step for step, and that's one of those moves where the quarterback would like to think he could maybe juke you, get around you, but these conditions aren't going to allow for that. Just got to go head on, and that time Mason Shervington won that battle.
Maryville's opening possession drove down to the Pius 32-yard line, but couldn't quite pick up a first down on a fourth and four. Here Pius facing a third down and nine with 5:20 to play in the opening quarter. Still scoreless here from the Hound Pound. Out of the shotgun is McPhee. Casconi to his right. Gives a fake like he wants to throw it. It's a designed quarterback run up the middle. He's wrapped up and brought down by Delton Davis, but not before he picks up 10.
And that's what McPhee does. He'll drop back. He'll give a little shoulder fake like he's going to launch that ball downfield. Sets you up as a backer to backpedal, and then he's just going to take off right down the middle. Enough to pick up a first down. That would have been a big stop for the Hounds, but the ball still sets on the well-designed M at midfield, and kudos to the guys from the Maryville Maintenance Department for putting this field together in some tough conditions. It's looking fantastic tonight.
Pristine here for a football game at home on November 4th. Spoofhounds back home for the first time since September 30th. As they fake the handoff to Casconi, back to pass for the first time. McPhee, the left-hander, flings it out to Jackson Roderman into the flats, and he is hit and dropped. Again, a short gain on first down. This will be a pickup of three.
And again, there's that first down tendency to fake the handoff to Larry Casconi. Break tendency, got a receiver wide open, and your senior, Caden Steckline, just waiting patiently, and then he makes a big tackle there to limit the gain to just a couple of yards.
Ticking down on 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Maryville with one possession came up empty. This is the first possession here of the football game for St. Pius. The Warriors, a 34-27 win over the Hounds in Kansas City earlier this year as a pass falls incomplete. As McPhee swinging this one into the flats, looking for Casconi. Delton Davis closing quickly, and that one falls incomplete.
Well-timed blitz by Coach Matt Webb, sending the backers, throwing off the timing just a little bit for McPhee. And not sure that Casconi might have heard some footsteps coming his way. Incomplete pass. Again, another big third down for the Spoofhound defense.
Pius has already converted a couple on this opening drive. See what head coach Anthony Simone draws up here on a third down and seven from the Maryville 44. Throwing down the field. This one through the hands of Roderman. It falls incomplete.
Roderman, your big play guy. He did have a step down right over the middle. But again, that ball incomplete. A big stop for this Spoofhound defense, just what we needed. And looks like St. Pius will send in the punt team.
You know, we talk about the footing for the players out there. I think the officials are slipping so far more in the first quarter than the players are.
Those guys have just as tough a job as the players tonight, staying upright.
So it will be St. Pius punting the football away, 3:44 to play here in the opening quarter. Snap is high, but handled by Stanley Yates. He gets this one away, an end-over-end kick. It bounces inside the 15, still trickling down inside the 5, and Pius diving down, trying to kneel on it at the 1. And they're going to get it. That was well placed by the St. Pius special teams. 3:33 to play in the opening quarter, and Maryville, if they want a touchdown, will have to march. I'm going to say the 2-yard line, so they'll have to go 98 yards. If they want to put up a score here on their second possession of the football game.
Probably so far what we've seen is a game that I would say could have predicted. It's going to be likely a low-scoring game. Typically when weather is involved in an outdoor football environment, the scores don't rack up like we've seen some in Maryville's past and St. Pius's past. So a low-scoring game, kind of what we're thinking.
Quick push up the middle here for Maryville. Starting with the football inside their own 5-yard line. Just a quick sneak up the middle for Quinlan, trying to get a little breathing room away from the end zone. He picks up a couple yards. as once again Quinlan will go under center. He turns, pitches to Cooper Lowe. Lowe lowers his shoulder, but not a lot there. He's going to pick up one. This will bring up a third down and 7 for Maryville. Still with the ball inside their own 10-yard line.
This could be a field possession type of game where the wind will be in potentially the Maryville Spoofhound punter's face that's out of the north. The ball down here, this could be a real swing of field position.
Quick handoff goes to Steckline up the middle, reads his blocks, breaks out to the right, and he's going to pick up just two or three. This is going to bring up a fourth down for the Spoofhounds.
Brought down by Max Irby.
7 carries through 2 drives now for Caden Steckline, but this is going to bring up a fourth down as the Spoofhounds are going to be forced to kick this one away. As facing a fourth down and 3, once again going under center, Derek Quinlan in motion now from left to right is Drew Burns. Takes the pitch from Quinlan. The low punt, it goes off his lineman, and quickly diving on top of it is St. Pius. And Burns just didn't have great footing, slipped a bit, and the ball came off low, drilled a lineman. And St. Pius is going to start with the football at the Maryville 5-yard line.
That is your first real turnover, if you will, of the ball game. And it couldn't have come at a worse place on the field, inside the 10-yard line at about the 5. Pius with 4 downs to try to punch it in for a touchdown. Time to stiffen up if you're the Hound defense.
4 receivers on the field. Single back behind McPhee is Casconi. Casconi's going to take this one himself right up the middle. He's going to pick up 3 on first down. Pius spreading things out and then just letting McPhee go right through the teeth of the defense.
Casconi, the running back that really put the dagger into Maryville's hopes in week 4 with a 27-yard touchdown run to seal the ball game. You know he would love to be the first guy to get on the board tonight for this Pius Warrior football team.
I formation now, McPhee under center, Casconi the deep back again, just a quarterback keeper. He's pushing forward, met by a bunch of green jerseys. He's going to pick up 1, and this will bring up a 3rd down and goal from the 1.
Cooper Lowe, the hammer, was right there to lay that final hit on the quarterback and drive him back. And you know, for the Hounds, that felt good. They are used to seeing this quarterback be the hammer on the linebackers, and that time they got to lay the wood to him.
Big play coming up, a 3rd down and goal from the 1. Not only would you like to see Maryville, of course, get the stop, but you'd love to see them get a push and get a tackle for a loss right here, making this a little bit of a harder 4th and goal from the 1. But we'll see what comes up here for St. Pius. A couple quarterback sneaks. Now under center once again, it is McPhee. Barks out the signals. Turns. Gives to Casconi. Off right tackle into the end zone. Touchdown, St. Pius. Larry Casconi into the end zone. The first score of the football game. It is 6-0 St. Pius with 45 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Of course, talking to Coach Webb a little bit before a pregame, and special teams huge in every game, especially postseason, but there's just been a couple breakdowns here or there against St. Pius over the years, and again, poor footing going for that punt. It comes off low, and just a 5-yard drive set up there for St. Pius.
And with the extra point attempt on coming, we'll see if weather plays an impact into this.
And the kick on the way, and it is good. That one coming from Abuela. 7-0 our score. 45 seconds left to play in the opening quarter. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Biertaller, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at Facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
7-0 is the score in favor of St. Pius, a 5-yard drive that only took 3 plays. A blocked punt led to that short field position. 45 seconds left to play in the opening quarter. Maryville looking for an answer now. As ready to kick this one away is Julian Abella. And Abella gets into it, an end-over-end kick. It is fielded by Maryville, and Don Allen goes up the left seam, gets across the 30-yard line, down to the 32. Pretty good field position to start this drive off. The third possession for Maryville, and needing some big plays to swing momentum.
And what we haven't seen yet is Quinlan drop back and look for either Delton Davis or Drew Burns out of the backfield. Not sure if we'll see that air attack get established in these conditions, but that's where Maryville, I think, feels the most comfortable. Now their opening drive, a whole lot of Caden Steck line up the middle with several runs for 3, 3, 8, 5. We may just keep seeing that as well.
Three down linemen now for Pius as a quick handoff goes in the end around to Drew Burns trying to rope this one out around the left side. He gets clocked on the sideline, goes out of bounds, and a flag comes down. He must have been on the boundary as he got hit and went out, because that is going to be a 15-yard penalty coming up on St. Pius.
Yeah, it looked like he was about a foot out of bounds, and he did take a big hit from St. Pius right there. Of course, the Maryville coaches are surrounding him, and they're all wanting that flag. Earlier on the extra point, Matt, Coach Webb was right down in the referee's ear. It sure looked from up here that Pius got a jump on that extra point attempt, and I'm pretty sure the ref on the sideline might have been the only one that didn't see that. The whole crowd sure did, and the coaches did as well. So we'll take that penalty right there and march the ball almost to the 50-yard line.
Out of the pistol formation, it is Derek Quinlan. He turns, ready to give to Cooper Lowe, but we've got a whistle before they can get this play away. Seeing the Hounds out of the shotgun for the first time. Today, that is. Of course, we see that quite often day in, day out with this Buffon team. Think of it, a high-flying offense as Derek Quinlan's thrown for over 2,000 yards. Quickly back on the line of scrimmage, once again out of the pistol. Well, now setting up just to the right of Quinlan, it is Cooper Lowe. Three receivers on the field for the Hounds. Handoff goes up the middle to Lowe. Gets off one tackle, fights across the 45-yard line, and a solid pickup there on first and 10 for the Spoofhounds. That'll be a gain of 8.
And if we can get Cooper Lowe and Caden Steckline both established out of the backfield, it could be a great night for the Maryville Spoofhounds.
Couple of carries for 9 yards now for Lowe as a high snap to Quinlan. Corrals it, handoff now to Lowe. Lowe fighting through tackles again across the 40 out to the 35-yard line. Pushing the pile forward, he is brought down at the 33-yard line as time ticks off and the first quarter comes to a close. Maryville trailing 7-0, but they've got some momentum now after a 7-yard pickup by Cooper Lowe on first and 10. Heading to the second quarter, Hounds down by 7. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
End of one, Maryville trailing 7-0 at the Hound Pound, the Class 3 District 8 semifinals. Maryville comes in as the top seed. They had a bye week last week, but trailing right now by 7 points. Alongside Philip Horn, I'm Matt Tritton. Lawrence Link back in the studio for us. Our spotters and statisticians for tonight's football game, Adam Teal and Mitch Caulfield.
Tonight, the student section is out in, I'm not going to say full force. It's not a great night, but at least.
Well, some are cross country. Some are cross country.
That is correct. Down in Columbia, cross country tomorrow. Good luck to the boys' team and a couple of gals that have qualified. But the students that are here tonight, the theme is Halloween night, but it looks like Halloween with raincoats.
Quinlan back to pass for the first time, but the rush gets back there too quickly. He takes off to the left and gets a decent gain on first and 10, but boy, that rush got back there in a hurry.
Quinlan's so smart with his feet. When the play does break down, he is able to establish himself as a runner, that time picking up 6 yards. And again, something we have seen all year long. In the first matchup, Quinlan went 12 carries, 58 yards. So tonight we could use that again.
Handoff now to Cooper Lowe. Looked like this was going to be bowed out around the right end. Instead, quickly tried to cut up and got back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe fell forward for one. So a pick up of one. This will bring up about a third and a long three now for the Hounds.
And it looks like number 57, Landon Liebhart, is coming off the field. And Spencer Scott, the senior 6'4", 220-pounder, is going to take his place.
From the 26-yard line now for the Hounds. Out of the pistol, it is Derek Quinlan. High snap, brings it down, hands off to Lowe, lowers his shoulder, and gets out across the 25 before he is wrapped up by white jerseys and pushed back. So this will bring up a fourth down and two now for Maryville.
Pushed back but not tackled. It is very hard to bring down the yard dog. St. Pius is learning that early and often. That run felt like a setup for a fourth down type of run. If we can get 2 yards here, we'll be in a good spot to think about perhaps getting the ball launched to the air a couple times into the end zone.
Quick handoff goes up the middle. Cooper Lowe, he's got the first down and more. Fighting forward out to the 21-yard line before he's brought down, a pickup of four on fourth and two.
And you can see the Hounds just kind of clenching their fists, getting a little bit excited. They know they've got something going here, and they need to finish it with a touchdown.
Braden McPhee makes a tackle, slow to get up off the field. Reminder, he is the quarterback for St. Pius as well, playing both ways for the Warriors. Under center, Quinlan, quick handoff goes up the middle to Steckline. And Caden is going to get out to the 17-yard line, a gain of four.
Steckline just looks like he's running with a different purpose tonight. I know we kind of flipped the script and we've gone from regular season to the playoffs, but that time he laid the wood to his own guy, number 56, Wesley Sneed, an offensive lineman, just kind of bounced off him. He was running with such passion and force.
9:43 to play in the first half. Timeout St. Pius. We'll take a break. Back with more on 90.5 and 88.9.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
9:43 to play in the opening half. A 7-0 lead for St. Pius in the Class 3 District 8 semifinals. It's been raining throughout the day in Maryville. Still coming down just a bit, but it has lightened quite a bit. Right before we had that opening kickoff, Philip, it was coming down pretty hard here.
Yeah, you think about some of these kids that have never played in an environment like this, and you're thinking, boy, rain during your first football playoff game, well, you sure hope it doesn't dampen your spirits. And so far, everyone in the crowd is really get ready to just launch into some celebration if we can get this ball punched into the end zone.
Hand off to Caden Steckline, off left tackle, full head of steam, pushes forward, and he gets out across the 10-yard line, brought down to the 8, a gain of 9 for Steckline. And that's another first down.
Steckline running with force and picking up first downs.
Quickly on the ball once again, Maryville pushing. They give to Steckline again, this time off left tackle. He's got an opening into the end zone, Caden Steckline. Touchdown, Spoof Hounds. Steckline into the end zone from 7 yards out, and a chance to tie this one up or potentially take the lead as Derek Quinlan telling the offense, hey, stay out there.
In the first game, the first matchup, both of these very talented place kickers missed an extra point. And it looks like tonight Maryville wants to establish themselves early. They're going for two, and I love the call.
Same formation. It is the eye behind Derek Quinlan. Turns, gives to Steckline. Steckline lowers his shoulder, pushing forward. They signal. The linemen say it's in, waiting for the officials. Still no call. There it is. The two-point conversion is good, and Maryville takes the lead 8-7. 9:29 left to play in the opening half. And momentum has shifted now to the home team. Spoof Hounds up by one. We're still here in the first half from the Hound Pound. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses, including dehydrating foods, cooking with fresh herbs, and much more. The full fall catalog of courses can be found online at kxcv.org or at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Well, Caden Steckline just continues to eat up this St. Pius defense throughout this first half. He now has 10 carries. That was a 7-yard run into the end zone. And then he also picks up the 2-point conversion. So as Philip Horn's been calling for all year, waiting for that Caden Steckline breakout game, well, this might be it.
And Caden Steckline, I've got him already over 50 yards rushing with the one touchdown. He is a weapon that just hasn't quite gotten going, and so hopefully we can see that happen here tonight.
Squib kick from Cooper Lowe. It takes a right turn at the 25-yard line, goes out of bounds. Flag falls. Illegal procedure on the Hounds. And Adam Teal says me yes, I got that call right.
That one could be either A, the conditions aren't so good, or B, let's not kick it into the hands of number 19, Grant Redd, who burned us for a 90-yard touchdown return on a kickoff first game. In fact, Grant Redd has made a history of doing that so far this year. It's not just Maryville, but he's done that in a couple other big games that St. Pius has had this year, whether it be on a kickoff return or a punt return. So he's a dangerous weapon, and sometimes you just have to decide where you want to go with that football, to the big return man or kick it out of bounds and live to fight on.
Out of the shotgun, it is Braden McPhee with Larry Casconi to his right. Twins receivers both to the left and the right. Fakes the pass to the left. Now he's going to break this one out around the right side. Nowhere to run, and he falls to the ground. He was being tracked down from behind that by Lucas Viertuller, but saw nothing but green shirts in front of him, and that is going to be a loss of 4 for McPhee.
And when you watch tape of St. Pius, that's what they love to do. They love to put McPhee in shotgun. They love to use his shoulders to get your eyes going one way, and then he'll either take off and run with it, or he'll go the other way to a receiver on the other side of the field. So you've got to have eyes if you're a defensive back, not only on the quarterback, but you've got to keep eyes on those receivers and not let them cheat on you.
McPhee turns, gives to Casconi to the right side of the line, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, pushes forward, picks up a few more on top of that. It'll be a gain of 7 for Casconi.
You mentioned that McPhee is also playing linebacker tonight, but one good sign early is that his white jersey is absolutely covered in mud and muck. So he's either hitting the ground a lot or he's trying to make a lot of tackles and hits. Sometimes when you play the role of hero, it doesn't work out for you. So we want to wear him down and make him think twice about some of those quarterback runs.
8:20 to play in the first half, an 8-7 Maryville lead over St. Pius. The second meeting between these teams this season, the first one in Kansas City, went the way of the Warriors. Out of the shotgun, fake the give to Casconi, rolling to his left, McPhee dumping this one off into the flats, and it falls incomplete. That one intended for Dominic Coode. The sophomore running back couldn't pull it in, and one of the first times we've also seen a pass catcher not be able to handle a slick football. We've seen it affect special teams. It's affected the referees, and that time it was a St. Pius receiver.
Number 22, Dominic Coode. He's a big fella, too. Had he gotten that ball, he would have had room to roam.
Braden McPhee now 1-for-4 passing in this football game for 3 yards. Derek Quinlan has not attempted a pass. Nice. Steckline back to return this punt all by himself back there. And it is Stanley Yates on to punt this one away. He drops the snap, picks it up, now gets it away. A line drive, wobbly spiral kick. It bounces down, and it is picked up at the 40-yard line. It is down there by Turner White. Looked like White could have let that one roll a bit more, but this will give Maryville good field position. Last time the Spoofhounds had it, marched right down the field, aided by a 15-yard late hit penalty on St. Pius, but a lot of Caden Steckline as he got into the end zone twice. The touchdown and the 2-point conversion to put Maryville on top.
Maryville looks to ride that momentum here. You mentioned an interesting stat early so far. Derek Quinlan not yet putting the ball through the air. It's been all the run attack of these Hounds.
Quinlan takes the snap, hands off to Steckline, takes his time, finds the hole, then bursts through it, and he is tripped up after a good gain.
And that's what you love about Caden Steckline, is just that patience as a runner, the timing off just a little bit, the snap a little bit high, Quinlan able to corral it with the handoff. Steckline had a chance to just kind of look things over, but still able to pick up a good value of 6 yards on that run.
7:32 and counting here in the first half, a 1-point Spoofhound lead. Back to pass. It is Quinlan looking. Now he's going to take off and run himself, angling to the left sideline. Gives a juke move across the line of scrimmage and brought down. This will be a gain of one for Quinlan. You don't want to see him take too many hits, but you also appreciate him not forcing the ball when he doesn't have to.
Yeah, he had an opportunity there, but one of the cornerbacks was able to get around his wide receiver block there and made it a little harder for Quinlan. Again, the field conditions, it's really hard to try to juke somebody out on a wet, sloppy field like this one.
Wyatt Garner out wide left. Delton Davis wide to the right, out of the shotgun. High snap. It comes down to Quinlan. Now hands it off, and again, up the left side of the line. I believe this Cooper Lowe this time, as Lowe has the first down and much more. That'll be a gain of 10 for the Hounds.
What do you do if you're St. Pius? You've got two running backs that are just absolutely running with their heart's desire tonight. They are pounding the Pius defense, both Cooper Lowe and Caden Steckline.
Once again, the give this time to Steckline. Showing some patience. He'll push forward, pick up one before he's brought down. Again, clock is ticking inside 6.5 minutes to play in this second quarter.
And, you know, Maryville would like to just kind of get this clock milked down, take advantage of it, get the ball in the end zone one more time before half. Maryville does have to kick off to St. Pius. St. Pius gets the ball to start the third quarter. So if they could just control this clock, that would be fantastic and would put a smile on Coach Matt Webb's face.
Quinlan takes the snap, quick handoff to Cooper Lowe. He is hit in the backfield, somehow gets to the line of scrimmage, still pushing forward. He might have picked up one when he probably should have lost three.
Cooper Lowe running with a lot of heart and desire tonight. He is moving the pile. As soon as contact is made, he's still picking up valuable yards. And you're right, probably should have lost three, picked up one.
Third down and 8 from the St. Pius 41-yard line. Going in motion left to right is Drew Burns. Takes the handoff on the jet sweep, looking for a hole. Cuts up the field, and he gets out to the 41-yard line before he's cut down. Checked at the 36, excuse me. That's a gain of 5.
And Caden Steckline again carrying that football on the sweep. A play that, man, you just wonder, is the footing going to give out? Is the footing going to hold up? But Steckline able to turn the corner and march it toward a manageable first down.
Fourth down on the way, and Maryville's going to grab a timeout to talk this one over. 5:18 left to play in the first half. We will take a break and have more coming up on 90.5 and 88.9.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, fmnottoway.com.
Support for today's game comes from Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more info, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Fourth down and 4 coming up for Maryville. Not a Spoof Hound timeout. An injured St. Pius player, so they help him off the field as the Spoof Hound's getting set for a fourth down and 4. And now we do have a timeout coming up for the Hounds. 5:05 left to play in the first half. Once again, Maryville with the timeout. Back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Today's Spoof Hound broadcast is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement and motorcycle repair. Information at facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Back at the Hound Pound on a cool, crisp evening here on November 4th, alongside Philip Poore and I, Matt Tritt, in the Class 3 District 8 semifinals. The winner of this one will take on the winner of Savannah-Chillicothe. We'll have that score update for that coming up at halftime between these two teams. 5:05 left to go in this second quarter. Maryville facing a big 4th and 4. Punched it in on their last possession. Now they turn and give Cooper Lowe right up the middle. Lowe has, boy, he is awfully close. We'll see the spot. It looked like he had a good push.
Yeah, it sure looked like he had pushed that pile enough to get the pick first down yardage, but the referee on the St. Pius side is confused if it's first down Pius, first down Maryville. If you look at the sticks, it looks like it's first down Pius, but boy, that was awfully close, and the home team fans are not excited about the referee's decision there.
Coach Webb looking for an explanation that time. It looked like, yeah, on the near side official kind of stepped out and looked like he gave him the yardage on the far side. They had him just short. They end up marking it just short, so the Spoofhounds turn the ball over on downs. 4:58 to play in the half. It is St. Pius football out of the I formation. Quick pass goes from McPhee. This time he flings it out to Grant Red. Red up the right sideline. That will actually go down as a run. He threw that one backwards behind the line of scrimmage.
Pass complete to number 19, Grant Reed. He's knocked out of bounds by Con Allen.
That'll be a gain of just a couple that time for Red with inside 5 minutes to play here in the half.
And again, Grant Red was the guy that really turned the game around and the first matchup with that 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. The guy is as quick as a hiccup. He's jitterbug-like, so you want to keep the ball out of his hands.
McPhee takes the low snap, hands off to Casconi around the right side. Pushes forward for about 2 yards as he got to the boundary and cut down there. This will bring up a third down now for St. Pius.
And with 4:35 on the clock, it's a big third down. You have to think that if the defense can rise to the occasion here and pick up a stop on third down, perhaps use one of your two timeouts to try to get the ball back to your offense to put something together. And, Matt, am I looking at that right? Two timeouts or three timeouts? I think we got two, correct?
That is correct. Took one on that just before the 4th and 4 on the last possession. As McPhee fakes the pitch, now gives up the middle to Casconi, and he is met in the backfield and brought down. Major Scarborough is there. Also, Lucas Viertaller in the backfield, and a 4th and long coming up now for St. Pius.
Great to see a couple of sophomores back there. Number 35, Major Scarborough. Number 72, Lucas Viertaller. Huge play for these Hounds. And with 3:50 to go, the clock runs. Save those two timeouts. Certainly a punting opportunity here for St. Pius. They've had a couple of, I don't know if I call them high snaps or just kind of unusual snaps. You got to think sooner or later something's going to happen on that exchange to the punter. Maybe he has to go low for that snap and he drops his knee to the ground, killing the ball and the clock at that spot. But it feels like somehow we got to get payback for that first punt from the Hounds.
Stanley Yates on the punt. Got a few words from Jackson Rodderman, the up man, before getting set to take this snap. I'm probably just telling him to milk a little bit more clock. The play clock down to 5 seconds now. Rodderman looks back, gives the signal, and now Yates with the snap. Fields this one cleanly. Gets off another line drive, wobbly kick. It bounces at the 45, takes a St. Pius bounce down to the 41-yard line. And that is where it will be down. So Maryville takes over at their own 41-yard line, 3:01 to play in the opening half, and an 8-7 lead. Also worth noting that St. Pius will get the ball to start the third quarter.
Maryville going with the ground attack will value having those two timeouts with just 3:01 left in this half. But I am excited to see that air game get going. And you know that if they lull you to sleep with that run game, they're going to hit a big one to Wyatt Garner or Delton Davis over the top of you.
I formation again for the Spoofhounds as Quinlan turns, fakes the handoff, wanted to roll to his right, has the cut under a defender, now wants to throw this one down the field on the sideline, sliding for the catch. It's Drew Burns, and they're going to say he has it. Slid into a puddle as he went off the field down to the 31-yard line, and that is a pickup of 28 on first down for the Hounds.
And there's that first pass play, a big one to Drew Burns, the senior. He's been all everything. Running the ball, catching the ball. He's been a great target for Derek Quinlan. Huge pickup there. Sliding catch into the wet, muddy ground. What a beautiful play.
And the quick handoff now going to Steckline. He is met in the hole and driven back. A tackle that time for Pius coming from Carl Molly. 2:38 left to go in the half. Clock still ticking. That's a second down and 11 on the way for the Hounds.
And with an 8-7 lead for these Hounds, you really want to see them punch it into the end zone one more time, but you do have a kicker that you might like to try some, give him an opportunity perhaps as well with that north breeze at his back.
Back to pass, Quinlan now rolling to his left, tucks this one, wants to take off and run, cuts up the field, gets across the 30, and he is brought down at the 29-yard line.
Number 54, Sam Manis, the linebacker, the junior, able to put a stop to that run. As Quinlan picks up just a couple of yards, bringing up a big third down.
Support for tonight's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For information or to view available positions, LacledeChain.com. out of the shotgun. Quinlan facing a third down and nine. Takes the snap. Back to pass. Steps up. Heaves this one toward the right pylon, looking for Caden Steckline. And this one falls incomplete as Steckline had to go from receiver into defensive back, as it was Max Irvy, the defensive back, had a beeline looking for an interception.
Max Irvy, a big-time athlete for St. Pius. We see his name a lot in the stat books. He's been big in some recent games. Last week against Cameron, he rushed the ball 27 times, 192 yards, and had six touchdowns. So he can play both sides of the ball and does so at a high level.
That brings up a fourth down and nine after the incompletion. 1:35 to play in the half. Quinlan in the shotgun. He has Cooper Lowe back to his right. Lowe picks up the blitz, looking down the field, firing to his left. The ball is caught, but it is going to be awfully close to the sticks. We'll see where they mark this one. It was Drew Burns coming up with the catch. Might have picked up nine. And the Maryville faithful are signaling that that is a first down, a pickup of nine on fourth and nine.
It feels like a bounce needs to go Maryville's way. Last time, turnover on downs in almost a similar situation. This time, move the sticks in favor of the good guys. First down, Maryville Spoof Hounds.
Inside a minute, 30 to play in the half. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. A high snap. It is bobbled by Quinlan. Picks it up, hit in the backfield, and then dropped. Tried to keep things going. Jackson Roderman was right there with the initial hit, but just couldn't handle the snap, and that one was doomed from the start.
And that's not the first snap that we've seen Quinlan have to get really, really good about dealing with. We've seen several here tonight. Don't know if the weather's playing an impact on that, but that has been something that's really plagued this offense tonight, whether it be in timing or like that one, really hard to handle. And a big loss that time for the Hounds.
That brings up a second down and 18, 49 seconds to play in the half. Out of the shotgun once again with four wide receivers. Quinlan takes a high snap, back to pass, throws this one to his left. Has a receiver, that one is caught, cutting to the middle of the field, then brought down near the 15. It was Don Allen that time, picking up 15 yards for the Hounds.
And a great block that time by Wyatt Garner to let Don Allen spring forward just a little bit further to get really close to a first down, third and five.
Another high snap. Quinlan brings it down, gives to Lowe. Lowe makes one cut up the middle, breaks through a tackle, into the end zone. Cooper Lowe, a 16-yard spoof hound touchdown.
Not to be denied, Cooper Lowe, yard dog, as they call him. He just runs guys over. He is not going to be taken down. And now the question becomes, Matt, field goal or go for two? This Hounds team seems like they are poised to keep it going, and they are going to go for two.
Meatballs coming onto the field. That is Cooper Gassler, the starting tight end here for the Spoof Hounds, as the offense is staying out there. 17 seconds to play in the first half, 14-7 Maryville, as they have a chance to make this a two-possession ball game. It was Caden Steckline rushing in for the first two-point conversion. Now shifting into the backfield, Court Watkins. They give the court, the big senior, lowering his shoulder, pushing forward into the end zone. His second two-point conversion of the season. Scored one in week nine against Lafayette, and they gave it back to Court one more time. 16-7 Hounds.
If you want to excite a crowd, give the ball to big number 50, Court Watkins. We affectionately called him in the Lafayette game the mini fridge, famous from the 1985 Chicago Bears, the refrigerator William Perry. But Court Watkins, that kid can't wait to get the ball in his hands. 5'11", 255 pounds, a state wrestling qualifier. You are not going to bring him down in short yardage situations. What a fun way to cap that drive. And with 17 seconds left, these Hounds are feeling it.
You know, after the Lafayette game, we asked Coach Webb about that. And he's like, hey, it's the final regular season game. It was a big lead. It's a senior. We wanted to give him a chance. And I think, you know, so impressed by it. He ran so hard, and you saw it right there. He got hit initially and just kept the feet moving until he got into the end zone. So, hey, it worked. Just keep that package in.
Folks at home, that was as good a run as you'll see. He was met at the line of scrimmage, just kind of looked around like, well, you're not bringing me down. Just kind of shimmied to his right a little bit and into the end zone.
Cooper Lowe to kick off, a high end-over-end kick, and this one is going to bounce into the end zone. The senior fullback, linebacker, and also place kicker got a big boot into that one. So it's a touchdown as St. Pius takes over with 17 seconds left to play here in the half. Say Court Watkins had that good run. You say maybe not a better one out there. The only one I could think that might be better might be Cooper Lowe in the 16-yard touchdown run. Broke through, one cut, broke a couple tackles, and just kept those legs moving as well.
That run was very impressive. Your run to the restroom right before kickoff was also impressive.
That's more of a mosey, I think. That's kind of take my time as Braden McPhee is going to kneel on it, and St. Pius is going to head to halftime. They don't want to risk turning the ball over or anything crazy happening, so they kneel on it. Clock ticking down. We're about to head to all zeros as both teams staying out onto the field. And now we're at all zeros, and they are heading off. Coach Webb trying to fire up his team in the crowd. Maryville on top, 16-7, trying to punch their ticket to the Class 3 District 8 championship game, but they've got two more quarters to go. We'll take a break and get things rolling with our Spoofound halftime right here on KXEV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Fort, a proud supporter of the Spoofounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losch Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losch and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losch is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement and motorcycle repair. Information at facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holton, Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
What an opening half of football from the Hound Pound. Maryville in front 16-7, leading St. Pius, and that's 16 unanswered points as well. Pius took advantage of a special teams miscue by Maryville. They turned it into points with a 5-yard scoring drive on three plays, but Maryville since then have really played good. Defensively locking down Braden McPhee and St. Pius, and then offensively just continuing to grind down this Warrior D.
And when you look at it from the standpoint of the Hounds early on, really momentum, if you believe in that, really wasn't in their favor on their first possession, turnover on downs. Then they get backed up, they punt, the punt hits a lineman, that's as good as a blocked punt to me. That turns into a touchdown for St. Pius. But then Maryville comes back, touchdown, kind of a questionable turnover on downs, and then another touchdown. So five possessions, two touchdowns, a couple turnover on downs, things that they can clean up at halftime. But, boy, what an exciting way to end that first half when you see big number 50 Court walking, get the ball in his hands for a two-point conversion. Maryville is all in on this ball game. They're going to gobble up all the points that they can each and every time, and we would love to see them just keep this momentum rolling into the third quarter and see what they can do with this ball game. Early on, it's been a rushing fest, and we've seen some really tough rushing. These are very unofficial statistics, but both the big guys, Cooper Lowe and Caden Steckline, putting their nose to the turf and getting after it. Cooper Lowe, 55 yards rushing and a touchdown. Caden Steckline, 63 yards and a touchdown. And, boy, they are playing with passion tonight. They know that we are playing as seniors, and we do not want tonight to be the last night. We need to break this 3-game losing streak to these Warriors tonight and get back to dominating this series. And right now, it's all guts and glory for the Spoofhounds.
It has been an impressive night so far for Maryville, and you know, you kind of mentioned it there. it's been all about the ground game. Derek Quinlan has come up with some big passes, especially that final drive to score a touchdown before halftime. He had a 28-yarder that went to Drew Burns. He had a 9-yard pitch and catch, then a 15-yarder a little bit later on that went to Burns as well. And so the Spoofhounds kind of got things going there, but it has been all about the ground attack right now as Maryville in front 16-7. And honestly, the field doesn't look too bad. A little bit beat up between the hashes in some places, but overall, it's holding up pretty well.
Yeah, if you look at the field, you can see that it is being a football game being played between the hashes, but then this is a stadium that goes north and south, and the south end of the stadium from the 40 to the 20, that's taken a bit of a hit so far. A lot of football being played at that part of the field. And again, big hats off to the following from the Maryville R2, Les Law, Trevor Townsend, Chris Bennett, Adam Townsend, and then TJ Allen puts a lot of heart and soul into getting this field prepared. And they had extra duty this week, and especially today. They painted this field a day or so ago, and then it just took on about an inch and a half of rain. Right now, it's really a pleasant night, and if you didn't know any better, you would say a perfect night for football. So we hope that the rain sticks away for maybe just another hour, 2 hours, and gives us a clean football game the rest of the way.
Maybe this is the window we need, that Maryville up 16-7, come out, you get a stop defensively, and then the air raid begins. Running the football and kind of grinding down this St. Pius defense, wear them down a bit, and then just, all right, Derek, time to go to work. The rain stopped.
Yeah, Derek Quinlan, we have uncharacteristically seen him only chuck the ball in the air four or five times. And, yeah, 52 yards to his name as far as putting the ball through the air. We are really, that's well below his average for any football game this year. So, yep, they could be working up some magic in the locker room and talking about, hey, we've established the ground game. We know it's there when we need it. Let's go ahead and open things up a little bit. We have yet to call Delton Davis's name. We have yet to call Wyatt Gardner for a completion. We saw a great block by Wyatt Gardner there in the second quarter. But this Maryville team, 10, 12 different guys throughout the season have scored touchdowns for this team. We know that they can distribute this ball all over the place. We saw a weapon emerge against Lafayette and 6'6" Keaton Stone. He's now been moved out to wide receiver. You'd love to see him get out there, just toss the ball up there and let him rebound it. So Cooper Gassler scored his first touchdown against Lafayette. Meatball, they call him. The really round mound of tight ends, if you will. A guy that once he gets the ball, you do not want to get in his path. We haven't seen him get the ball yet. But, again, everybody's doing their job. They're doing their 1/11th job tonight, and it's showing for these Spoofhounds up 16-7.
A 9-point Spoofhound lead here at the break. The Spoofhound marching band now performing for the crowd. It's been a nice evening so far. Maryville hoping to finish it off with two more quarters of solid football. Before we take a break and go into our halftime interview real quick, Philip, a score update from Class 3 District 8 in Savannah.
You bet. Class 3 District 8 in Savannah just down the road. Savannah and Chillicothe, 14-7, Savage lead. And there's probably just a couple minutes left in that half. But again, 14-7, Savannah over Chillicothe. A couple games in Class 3 that have already wrapped up today. Played early in lieu of the weather. Boonville 27-13 over Mexico. And Moberly 21-20 over Southern Boone. St. Clair 42-6 over St. James. Those games got kicked off early. About 22 games in Class 3 tonight.
Maryville's football trying to advance into a district championship game. Last night, it was Maryville soccer winning the Class 1 District 8 championship. Kaysen Teal with the overtime goal to lift Maryville over KC Lutheran 2-1. We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll hear from Jesus Gonzalez, the head coach for Maryville boys soccer. That's coming up next, right after the break.
Support for KXCB KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for this broadcast comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV, KRNW.
We've reached halftime of our Class 3 District 8 semifinal game here in Maryville between the Spoof Hounds and the St. Pius Warriors. On Thursday night, the Spoof Hounds were on the pitch. It was the Maryville boys soccer team playing in the Class 1 District 8 championship game against Kansas City Lutheran. Cason Teal scored in overtime to help Maryville get over the hump and win that match 2-1. We're talking now with Maryville High School boys soccer coach Jesus Gonzalez, coming off a third straight district title with a win last night over Lutheran Kansas City 2-1 in overtime. Coach, first of all, congratulations. It's been a terrific season. Another district title, a chance to make a run now toward a state championship. What's this season been like watching this team grow and develop and take another big step?
Thank you very much. It has been fun, to be honest. We have changed a lot since the first year, and this year has been quite a surprise because we lost many seniors that were starting last year, and I think we're doing better than last year. So I'm really happy to see the kids stepping up and growing up.
Do you attribute that to just more dedication to the sport and getting in there and working at it, or is it just a group that's kind of matured as they've gone throughout the season?
Well, I think it takes both to grow in any sport, to be honest. I mean, you got to put the time off the field to grow, and you got to have the chance to experience games, keep growing as well.
As we look at last night, a 2-1 win, getting that golden goal in overtime to beat Lutheran Kansas City. You come off a 10-0 win over Cameron, and there have been a lot of matches throughout the year to where it's just, man, pile up a lot of early goals and end those suckers by halftime. The chance to grind through a full 90 and then go into some extra time as well. What did that show you from your team, just the resilience of continuing to battle against a tough squad like that?
It's really nice to see the guys battling. You know, when you have too many easy wins in the season, you get tougher when you get really good teams facing you. You know, if when they tie, they keep them break down or anything, they just step up, play harder, and that's nice to see. That's hard to find in kids, you know, that feeling of, I'm not going to lose today.
When you see Cason Teal find the back of the net there to win that one, and it's all over, what's going through your mind? What were the emotions like for yourself and the team right there?
Honestly, I thought it was over the net since my position couldn't see it very well. But when I saw everybody running, I felt kind of relieved because it was a tough game. We didn't play our best, and the other team was playing awesome. So I felt so happy, to be honest.
You know, I feel like you look up and down this roster, and there are just so many different offensive weapons for this team that can step up and score. Of course, Cason's had a great year. Truitt stepped up. Lane Hazen, so many other guys that have been right there. Does it feel like an embarrassment of riches sometimes when you see so many different guys that can step up and find the back of the net at a clutch moment or help pile onto a big lead like that?
Well, the main idea is not to depend on only one player, and that's why we work every practice with every single player, that everybody can score goals. And we have seen goals from the setbacks too during the year. So it's really nice having that variety of options, you know, going up front.
For sure. And the flip side, too, defensively, what makes this team so good? I mean, you look at the first 8 matches against teams from the MEC, and I think just 3 goals total allowed through that, a ton of shutouts. What makes this team so good defensively? When we do talk a lot about the goals scored, you're preventing a lot of goals from being scored at the same time.
I think even if you don't score goals, and when you don't allow goals, you're at least going to tie. So we practice hard since the beginning of this every season, how to defend, how to be organized in the back. And they have been working together for 2-3 years now, and I think that's the key.
Maryville High School boys soccer getting set to take on Summit Christian Academy. That'll be coming up on November 12th in the Class 1 state quarterfinals. Coach Gonzalez, thinking about going into this, a few steps away from potentially getting into a state championship and playing for the ultimate prize there. What are your expectations knowing Summit Christian on the horizon, a team that's played really well this season too?
Well, I say a tough team. Like, what they have been showing during the whole season is great. It's fantastic, and it's a beautiful option for us to have a nice game and try to get the win.
Does it help? I mean, all the district championships you guys have racked up a few years in a row, you've had opportunities to play pretty late into the season. Do you see some of that postseason experience? That's such a great opportunity to continue to develop, and this is something that the guys, it's not too big of a moment for them as they step on the pitch.
Yeah, definitely. When you play the same kind of games 2 times, 3 times, you lose that fear, you know. And well, it's really awesome that we did it last year and the year before, so now shouldn't be that nervous, all of the players.
Well, getting set for the Class 1 quarterfinals, November 12th. Coach Gonzalez, thanks so much for the time, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
That's Jesus Gonzalez, Maryville boys soccer head coach, as the Hounds got a 2-1 overtime win over Kansas City Lutheran last night in the district championship. Now on to the Class 1 state quarterfinals against Summit Christian Academy. We're currently at halftime of this district semifinal football game between Maryville and St. Pius. We'll take a break and be back with more on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support is also provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 660-562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And local Edward Jones Financial Advisors offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds.
Support for the Spoof Hounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business. Also from Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Today's game is also brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farmer business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. For more, wells.bank.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV KRNW.
We're at halftime. Maryville taking on St. Pius this evening. Class 3, District 8 football. The winner goes on to the district championship game. Maryville up 16-7. It was 7-0 at the end of the first quarter in favor of St. Pius, but Maryville outscoring the Warriors 16-0 in that second quarter. The Spoof Hounds doing it by way of run. Caden Steckline at 7 yards out, plus Caden Steckline scoring the 2-point conversion 8-7 Maryville. And then with 17 seconds left to go in the first half, it was Cooper Lowe weaving his way into the end zone, a 16-yard touchdown run, and it was Court Watkins scoring the two-point conversion as Maryville goes on top 16-7 here at the break. Alongside Philip Porn, I'm Matt Trutten, Lawrence Link back in the studio for us this evening. Philip, as we look at it, Maryville High School football on full display here this evening and a good showing thus far and a good crowd here despite the conditions. The rain has finally stopped for the moment, knock on wood. A little bit chilly, a little bit of a wind coming out of the north, but not a bad night overall. But this isn't the only event going on this weekend for Maryville Athletics, and not the only event this week. It's been a pretty impressive postseason for the Hounds overall.
This is the time of year that if your athletic director, Matt Bew, or high school principal Tom Alvarez, or assistant principal Brian Groh, you're putting a lot of time behind the windshield, chasing down district titles and state hopeful titles. And right now, there's some teams that are really sizzling for these spoof hounds. The aforementioned soccer team that you talked about, and then we had a great interview by Coach there at halftime. They had an exciting game last night with Kaysen Teal delivering two goals for the Spoof Hounds. One fairly early in the contest, and then with about 20 minutes left, or a little under 20, the game got tied up, and the game was sent to overtime, and Kaysen Teal again with the goal to win that match for the Hounds, and they play on Saturday, and we think that might be a home match here in Maryville, and then if they can get that win, I think it's on to state, where they would be a semifinalist, and they would have two chances at state, hopefully to win one game and launch into the final championship game. But if not, they could play for third or fourth place. So an exciting season for the Maryville Spoofhound soccer team. And then earlier today at about 8:30, 8:45, the high school did a great thing and came together, and they really helped celebrate the cross-country team. The boys' team, plus their alternates and their manager, were able to jump into one Suburban, and they're headed down to Columbia with Coaches Ferguson and Coach Beatty. And then there's a couple of gals that qualified on the girls' side. They jumped in the other. And, again, they're off to Columbia tomorrow. The girls race at 11:15. I believe the boys are to follow on what will be a very fast course in Columbia. We hope that that course, which is really some of that good southern zoysia grass, I think it will be able to take some of that precipitation well, and it shouldn't be raining at the time of the run. So should be a fun experience for both the Spoofhound boys and those gals that qualified at state. So looking forward to that. And then, of course, we've got several sports on the horizon. Basketball season will be coming up, wrestling season as well. And so a lot of these athletes that are on the field tonight, they cross over to those sports. And no offense to Coach Steckline, the basketball coach, but Coach, we want to keep some of these boys in a football uniform for a few more weeks and see what they can do as they make a push toward the state championship game. So that's your Spoofhound Roundup for this week. And again, good luck to all the student athletes that'll be representing Maryville on the soccer field, the football field, and then down in Columbia on the race course.
I don't think Coach Steckline would have too many issues seeing, well, maybe a few basketball players missing as this Maryville football team continues to march on throughout the postseason here, playing their first postseason game tonight. They had a bye week last week as the top-seeded Class 3 District 8, so hoping to get a win tonight, go on to the district championship game, and then keep on pushing from that point on as well. Since the last time that we were all joining you here on a Friday night broadcast, Maryville wrapping up the football regular season in St. Joseph against Lafayette. Maryville volleyball was making their way through a district tournament as well. They reached the district championship before falling in a terrific match to Benton, where they really pushed the Cardinals in each set that they played in there, but came up short. But still a great season for Bailey Cook and that squad as they made a push there in the district tournament. Came up a little bit short, but again, good things to come here for Maryville volleyball as we go throughout these upcoming years. You mentioned cross country. You'll be heading to Columbia tomorrow for that. We know what the weather's like here in Maryville now. What is the prospects for weather in Columbia when the race starts tomorrow?
I think if you're a runner down in Columbia, it's going to be ideal weather. It's going to be in the 40s. I think it's going to be sunny by the time that the girls run at 11:15, followed by the boys. So Really ideal weather. The course, again, it's a flatter course, so you should get some PRs out of that. There'll be about 136, 140 gals that are competing. Same for the boys' side. Last week, they ran down at the Platte City course, which is just north of Platte City. It's probably the second toughest cross-country course. Not a course where you're going to set a PR, but everyone has to run it, so you're just challenging yourself and challenging each other to put in the time to be one of those top 30 runners to advance. And if your team scores few enough points, I say that because it's kind of like golf. You want to have a low score as a team, and if you as a team can score few enough points, you can qualify your team. And that's exactly what the boys did for, I don't know, something like the fourth or fifth year in a row. So should be a great day tomorrow down in Columbia on what, again, should be a fast course and great opportunity for some student-athletes to represent Maryville.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to the second half of this one, Maryville and St. Pius. Of course, you can catch all your high school football highlights on KQ2 this evening. KQ2 Sports Director Chris Roush and Mitchell Ribrall with all that coverage as the opening kick of the second half goes to St. Pius, a short return out across the 20-yard line. And so a late flag coming in as well. We've got some extracurricular activities. It looked like it was Wyatt Garner for Maryville, chatting with one of the players out there, Ryan King, a senior wide receiver and defensive back for St. Pius. A flag came in and unsportsmanlike conduct coming up on St. Pius. So this is going to back them up as they were already facing a long drive to start this second half. 16-7 is the lead for Maryville.
And if you're Coach Anthony Simone, that is not how you want to start the third quarter, the second half of football. Really, the penalties have gone the way of Maryville in that St. Pius, undisciplined, playing outside of themselves to pick up a couple of those kind of penalties that drop you back 15 yards from where you really want to start. So this pins them back deep and hopefully sets Maryville up for something big.
So Braden McPhee will start this drive from his own 11-yard line under center. I formation behind him. Back to pass. He wants to throw. Looking down the seam, the lefty fires this one across the middle. It is caught, and that will be enough for a first down as he hits Grant Redd across the middle.
Grant Redd, that kid that we've talked about, he's a playmaker. That was a big-time play by quarterback Braden McPhee to get them out of the shadows of their own end zone and give them some life here at about the 25-yard line, that area of the field that's getting to be a little bit sloppy. We'll see if footing creates problems for either of these two teams.
McPhee in the first half, 1-for-4 passing for 3 yards. To start the second half, 1-for-1 for 14 yards as a quick handoff up the middle. Still pushing. Cascone gets out near the across the 25-yard line. We'll see if they actually spot this one. Looks like he is close to the 30-yard line, a pickup of 4. As Cascone in that first half, 8 carries, 6 yards.
And again, on first down, they love to get the ball into Cascone's hands. They do that a majority of the time, and there they stay with tendency. On their first play, they break tendency and pass the ball over the middle. So be prepared for either way to go here.
McPhee, the give once again. Not a ton of running room, but breaking through tackles as getting around the left side of the formation that time. Dominic Cood with the carry. That's his first of the day. He gets out to the 42-yard line.
And with these conditions, Dominic Cood is a big running back, but it almost looked like he was running in slow motion and really just a step away from being caught near the line of scrimmage. But he's able to bounce it outside and no one home, able to pick up a big first down again for St. Pius.
Cood, a pretty big running back, kind of more in the form of Silas Midget from Chillicothe, who we saw earlier this season. Broke through some arm tackles and able to pick up a first down for St. Pius. The opening drive of the second half, Pius trailing Maryville 16-7. McPhee back to pass, looking down the field. He's got nowhere to go with it. Looked like he slipped in the backfield and fell as Viertaler got the rush. That'll be a sack for Lucas.
Young Lucas Viertaler, we talked about him earlier in the first half. He is having opportunities around the left side of the Pius offensive line. And that quarterback, when he sees big Lucas in his face, he's trying to make some moves, but that's not the first time we've seen him fall to the ground. Knee hits the ground. Play is dead.
9:45 to play here in the third quarter. Score still 16-7 if you're just joining us. Second down and 16 coming up now for St. Pius after that 6-yard loss. As the sack going that time to Viertaler. Out of the shotgun, McPhee fires this one on the right side. It is caught and a tackle for loss again as the first player there, Don Allen, with the hit in the backfield. Catch that time going on the boundary to a St. Pius receiver. And everybody is so covered in mud, I saw his back, and I did not catch a number on that one.
I thought it was Grant Redd on that reception. He's been liking to throw it out there to him in the flat. But what a great play that time by Don Allen to stay home and keep everything in front of him. Again, back-to-back tackles for loss, setting this up for a very long third down for St. Pius.
Upside for Pius, 2-for-2 passing to start the third quarter. Downside, that went for -3. They're facing a third down and 19, clock ticking. Back to pass again, McPhee throwing this one down the middle of the field behind Roderman. He gets hit hard in the back as that one went by. That hit coming on from Boston Hegman. Roderman looking for a flag. Nothing coming in there.
Coaching staff all looking like they are telling you about the big fish that they caught. Their arms are way out looking at the refs like, what in the world? Why didn't you call a penalty there? Everything's gone against us. Give us a yellow flag and let us extend the play. Not going to happen that time for St. Pius.
You know, Phillip, Branch Rickey, the famous GM in baseball for the Brooklyn Dodgers, that brought Jackie Robinson in. His famous quote was, luck is the residue of design. You make your own luck is basically what it's saying. It's kind of gone that way for St. Pius tonight. You can't rely on the officials. As Yates on to kick this one away. High spiraling punt. This one bounces down at the 44 of Maryville. Takes a slow roll down to the 41, and that is where Maryville will start this drive with 8:34 to play here in the third quarter. A 16-7 Maryville lead. Hounds were trailing 7-0 in the first quarter, outscored Pius 16-0 in the second. Now we'll get to see Derek Quinlan and the offense come out for their first drive of this third quarter.
Luck, not luck. Maryville's last drive started on their own 41, resulted in a touchdown by Cooper Lowe and a two-point conversion by big number 50, Court Watkins. We'll see if luck is still on our side. And maybe we don't need luck because we're just pretty good.
You're pretty good. Under center as Quinlan turns. The give up the middle to start this drive. A lot of rushing the last half for Maryville. It worked out. A nine-point lead right now as Steckline with the carry. He goes up the middle for three.
Good way to start the second half for Caden Steckline after rushing for 67 yards and a touchdown in the first half. Looks like they're going to keep giving him the rock and see what he can do with it.
Whole lot of Steckline and low in that first half as Steckline again with a big carry. That one off left tackle gets out near another first down. We'll see where they mark him down. They're going to spot him at the 50-yard line. It'll be a gain of 6.
Steckline having a big night, carrying the ball, but again, you have to give credit to that offensive line. Wesley Sneed, Owen Wonderly, Landon Lehart, Lucas Viertaler, and Court Watkins delivering some holes for him to run through.
And just as that snap going back to Quinlan, flags fall. 7:43 to play here in the third quarter. This one will back up Maryville 5 yards. So a third down and 1 becomes a third down and 6. So the Hounds have it on their own 45-yard line after that penalty.
And so far in the second half, we talked about it at halftime. The weather conditions really have improved. Now, the field conditions are still going to be a bit of a mess, but it is not currently raining. If you're a fan out there, you're probably, dare I say, enjoying this ball game.
Back to pass. It is Quinlan. He has a receiver on the left side of the field. That is Steckline. Makes the catch. Brought down at the 45-yard line of St. Pius. That is a gain of 10 on 3rd and 6.
Needed that big pass play there. 10 yards. That's a big pass play in a game like this where the conditions are a factor. But that was just a pop pass over the top. Caden Steckline sneaking out of the backfield. And beautifully done again by Derek Quinlan.
From the Pius 45, quick handoff up the middle goes to Cooper Lowe. He's hitting the backfield. And whistles blow. He is hit by Lucas Nobby with 7:05 left to play here in the third quarter. A second down and 12 on the way.
Coach Matt Houchin calling again another fantastic game. He is a year wiser as he celebrated a birthday yesterday, but he is calling a game for these conditions, and it's working for the Hounds.
Facing a second and 12, Quinlan rolling to his right, looking down the field, dumps this one off to Cooper Lowe, and Lowe hit and dropped at the 37-yard line. That'll be a gain of 10. He's going to be just a couple yards short of the first down.
Gain of 10 sets Derek Quinlan at 72 yards passing. Derek Quinlan probably hasn't passed for this few yards since he was maybe an eighth grader.
And whistles again, facing a third down and two, a pre-snap penalty. And Quinlan thinks this might be on Pius. He signals that way, and now looking back at the official, it is on Maryville. Second procedure penalty of this drive.
A couple Maryville players having a conversation with the white hat. Was that me? Was that him? What's going on here? That's twice on this drive that we've seen a stall because of a false start penalty.
So that'll bring up a third down and seven. Last time that happened to Maryville, a third and six, a 10-yard pass to Caden Steckline. So Quinlan under center, Wyatt Garner split out wide to the left. He has Cooper Lowe and Caden Steckline behind him, and the clock winding down, the play clock that is, a quick timeout called. Caden Steckline looked up and said, we better get this timeout, and they do. 5:50 to play in the third quarter. Maryville up 16-7, facing a third and seven. We'll take a break and be back with more.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or Facebook.com/PittsBodyShop.
It's a 16-7 Maryville lead here in the third quarter of the Class 3 District 8 semifinals. With Philip Poore, and I'm Matt Tritton. Lawrence Link back in the KXEV KLRNW studios for us, as Maryville facing a third down and seven. High formation behind Quinlan once again. Steckline, the deep back, takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Steckline, rolling to his left, gets a block, now throws deep down the field, looking for Drew Burns. He has the catch. McPhee brings him down at the 15-yard line as the Spoofhounds pick up 27 on third and seven.
And again, great blocking by that offensive line to give Quinlan the time that he needed to get that pass downfield. Again, with these elements, he just doesn't look like he's putting the same zip on the ball. But boy, that had enough to get downfield to Drew Burns for a big first down.
Maryville quickly on the ball. Handoff goes up the middle. And not much doing that time for the Hounds. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
That was a collision of titans that time. Jackson Roderman, number 21, and number one, Cooper Lowe. Boy, they met in the hole, and it was an explosion right there. And just to get a couple inches on that play is a victory for Cooper Lowe.
5:07 to play here in the third quarter. 9-point Maryville lead, trying to add to it as Steckline takes the ball off the left side of the formation. Has a nice hole. He'll pick up nine. As the Spoofhounds are now inside the 10-yard line and threatening to score once again.
Steckline, three rushes, 18 yards in this second half, and he is going to put himself over 100 yards before long with runs like that.
Quinlan to Steckline once again, takes his time, waits on that hole to open up, pushes forward, and he gets down near the goal line. He's brought down short, but plenty for a first down. As the Spoofhounds facing a first and goal, quickly on the ball once again. I formation, Quinlan under center, turns, gives the Steckline. Steckline pushing forward, and he is going to be brought down around the 2-yard line. Second and goal coming up, 4:17 to play in the third quarter. Maryville not wasting any time, getting right back on the ball, staying in that same formation. Quinlan turns, the give to Steckline, this time right side of the formation, into the end zone, touchdown Maryville. He was hit by Dominic Coode, but pushed forward, broke the plane, and Maryville takes a 22-7 lead.
And that's saying something when Caden Steckline and Dominic Coode, we've mentioned how big that kid is. When those two meet in the hole and Caden Steckline wins that battle, 2-yard touchdown and keep the offense on the field, we'll see if big old Court Watkins gets involved or if we got something else up our sleeve.
Caden Steckline, two rushing touchdowns on the day. Two-point conversion now for Maryville. Quinlan rolling to the right, firing, looking for Burns in the end zone. This pass broken up. As Burns going up for that one, hit by Grant Red. He thought there might be a flag thrown. Red timed that up pretty well, but still 22-7 is the lead for Maryville. 4:02 left to play here in the third quarter. Steckline into the end zone for his second touchdown of the day. Once again, a 22-7 lead for the Hounds. We'll take a break and be back with the kickoff here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of 71 Highway and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
The fans here at the Hound Pound dancing. They are having a good time. Shaking that groove thing, if you will. That's what Adam Teal tells me anyway, as Cooper Lowe on to kick it off. The Hounds up a couple scores now on St. Pius as Red takes the kickoff on the left side of the field. Now breaks all the way to the right across the seam, gets out near the numbers. He's brought down around the 25-yard line. An electric young player whose dad played basketball at Northwest Missouri State University. And father used to be the grandfather used to be the AD here at Northwest. So he's been in Maryville a few times in his life trying to put on a good show for the fans.
He is comfortable back there returning kicks. We just don't want to get him to be too comfortable. They're using him a lot more on the offensive side of the ball. And you know that those coaches from St. Pius would love to set something up for him to really get loose and get downfield.
The Warriors out to the 27-yard line to start this drive. Casconi with the handoff up the middle. He's going to pick up five on the first carry of the drive.
First down, they love to go to Casconi on that first down play. Again, 70% of the season, that is their first down run. Casconi up the middle, and they're staying true to that here tonight.
3.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Clock is ticking. It's a 22-7 lead for Maryville over Pius, and the snap is fumbled. McPhee just has to fall on top of it. This will be a loss of one with a third down on the way.
Matt, we keep putting our eyes right on this section of the field. They're on the south 30-yard line, and quickly it's starting to look like the Mud Bowl. And I know you are a historian. You probably remember the 1998 Mud Bowl, the Seahawks at the Chiefs. They got a 3 to 5 inch deluge in the Kansas City metro area. And as I say that, Matt, I'm sure you were you even born then?
Yeah, I was born actually 9 years prior to that.
Oh.
McPhee back to pass, dumps this one off, a quick slant, it is dropped. That time he was looking for Coud. Pass was low, couldn't handle it. This will bring up a fourth down and six.
A game you might be more familiar with, a weather game, 2001.
Don't even bring it up.
The Tuck Rule game, and you are a big Raiders fan, and if you remember that game at the Patriots, Charles Woodson in the snow, brings down Tom Brady, and I think everyone in the world except for those in Boston, Massachusetts, in the area thought for sure he was going to cause a fumble. But
he did cause a fumble, which was recovered by Greg Beaker.
And the Tuck Rule, gone now, right?
It is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. The snap back to Yates for the punt. It was high, but Court Watkins jumping in there quickly. He either timed that perfectly or he jumped off sides, but flags did fall.
And that looks like an important play because the offense is coming back out onto the field now for St. Pius. So perhaps Court Watkins with that penalty inspires him to do something big here on a short porch fourth down.
It was a fourth and six with the five-yard penalty. Makes it a fourth down and one. That is the third pre-snap penalty of the third quarter on Maryville. The first two offensive. That one, of course, coming prior to the punt. So Braden McPhee will come up under center. Trying to get the handoff out to Casconi off left tackle. He stumbles and fumbles the football. Pius might have recovered it, but it doesn't matter. That's going to be a loss of five, and Maryville's going to take over a turnover on downs.
Huge play that time for the Maryville defense, but really, I don't know if you say thank you to the conditions, if you say thank you to the 30-yard line, again, it's turning into a sloppy mess. Quarterback loses the football, just barely dives on it. Again, as you said, doesn't matter. It's a fourth down play. Bring back this Maryville Spoofhound offense, and it just feels like they are about to add thunder to lightning and get another score on the board.
2:43 to play in the third quarter. Offense back on the field for the Hounds. Quinlan back to pass. Throws this one left. Looking, and he finds Caden Steckline. Steckline up the left sideline. Gets a block across the 10. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Spoofhounds. A couple flags did fall, so this one's probably coming back. But still a big play to start this drive for Maryville.
Great play to start the drive. Little ambitious downfield on one of our receivers, and I couldn't tell if that was Drew Burns possibly. A pretty clear hold, so I'm not sure how they'll mark that, Matt, if that is a first down since they got, what, about 13 yards on that play, and then they back them back up. So replay first down?
Yes. We'll go ahead and defer to Adam Teal whenever we find out what the call is and they mark it off. Adam and Mitch appreciate the shout-outs. They're in the booth with us here, statistician and spotter for this evening's football game.
I'd call that a 15-yard gain. And then the
marking
holding
it off from the spot of the penalty.
Right. And then that produces a first down. It's just not going to be at the end of the play. They were going to be looking at a touchdown. Obviously, that's not going to stand. So
this will bring up a first down and 4 after the penalty. Quick handoff goes up the middle for the Spoofhounds, and that is more than enough for another first down. They'll pick up 7. Cooper Lowe that time. So with the penalty, that makes it a 6-yard reception that time for Steckline. It's nice to have a rules expert in the booth with us, Philip.
It's like watching an NFL game and then calling into the booth up in New York or something. But we have a guy right here, both the rules expert and a spotting expert, to help us on this sloshy, muddy night.
Fullback dive, Cooper Lowe gets 1 yard. Mason Shervington checking in now. Going back to the final play of the previous drive for St. Pius, running a stretch play to the left side. It was 4th-and-1. They've run plenty of QB sneaks for 2, 3, 4 yards. Why are they getting fancy? Just let McPhee go up the middle, right?
Well, McPhee, in that first matchup, week 4, he was just a beast from that designed quarterback run slot, and you've got to think that's going to come up again here later in the game.
The wide receiver handoff around the end. Kind of Drew Burns coming from that wing back on the left side around to the right side of the formation. Not a whole lot doing there. He might have picked up 1. Trying to stretch around the St. Pius defense. This will bring up a 3rd-and-8, 1:15 to play in the third quarter. It's a 22-7 Maryville lead. As Quinlan fakes the handoff, rolls to his left, fires the crossing route to Cooper Lowe. Lowe is hit and driven back, bounces off, pushes forward again. He's going to be short of the first down marker. But a good effort that time by Lowe as Quinlan now 5 for 5 passing in this third quarter.
Looked like a 4-yard gain that time to Cooper Lowe. He took a hit, but again, one hit is not enough to bring him down. His jersey starting to look a little bit more like some of the St. Pius jerseys. Hard to read the number because he's on the ground so much.
Quinlan wants the pass, has to avoid the rush, rolling to his right. Got past a couple tacklers, eyes still downfield. Now he's going to throw back to the left side, into the end zone, touchdown, Spoofhounds! First catch of the day, Delton Davis on a 4th-and-4. It's a 14-yard pitch and catch, and the Spoofhounds are up 28-7 with 21 seconds left in the fourth. The third quarter.
Matt, that was an amazing play. If you are listening at home, you just cannot believe the athletic play that we just saw with Derek Quinlan, just slippery as a snake. People were just falling off of him. At one point, he was almost behind his center having a conversation, it would appear, about where they're going to have dinner after the game. He sneaks back out, rolls to his right, throws to his left. Don't do that, son. Oh, wait a minute. That's a touchdown. Keep that up, son. Put everything into it. Going for 2.
21 seconds to play here in the third. The 2-point conversion. Handoff, Caden Steckline. Why not? Steckline into the end zone to make this a 30-7 Maryville lead all over St. Pius.
That was the drive that we were looking at, is can they come down and capitalize? Can they come down, get that swagger going, and have that vaulted into the fourth quarter with just 21 seconds left in this third quarter? It feels like this next drive for St. Pius is do or die.
21 seconds to play here in the third quarter, a 30-7 lead for the Maryville Spoofhound. And our broadcast tonight is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at lacledechain.com. Maryville trailed in the first quarter 7-0. From that point on, they have outscored St. Pius 30-0. And Delton Davis has been a prolific receiver throughout the season. That was his first reception. Comes up at a big time as Maryville trying to ice St. Pius. We're still in the third quarter, though. Taking the kickoff return up the left sideline. Grant Redd now starts to angle back toward the numbers. He gets out across the 45-yard line. A big-time return there by Redd. That sets up Pius at their own 46-yard line to start this drive.
And that's the guy that can turn momentum for St. Pius. Again, a good job on that kickoff return team. Early in the season, coach said, we're not going to let those kind of things be what kills us in a ball game. He changed up his kickoff return team to make sure that guys like Grant Redd aren't returning 90-yard kickoffs for a touchdown. And that time, a good kickoff, but still enough to hold him on their side of the 50.
McPhee turns, gives the Casconi on first down to start this drive, breaks through one tackle, falls forward, and gets down to the 48-yard line. That'll be a 6-yard pickup to start this drive, and that will end the third quarter. 30-7, Maryville in front of St. Pius in the Class 3 District 8 semifinals. We'll take a break. Back with the fourth quarter on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Biertaller, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
The Hounds outscore St. Pius 14-0 in that third quarter to extend their lead. It's 30-7 as we start the fourth and final frame.
And again, it feels like a very important drive here for St. Pius. Maryville has all the momentum on their side.
McPhee turns, little pitch to his receiver, an end around here on second down, and not much doing this time for St. Pius. A whole host of Maryville defenders getting in there, including Cooper Lowe and Delton Davis. As the carry that time going to Red, started out on the left side of the formation, had a receiver, came around, took a pitch, and just nowhere to run.
Those kind of plays are exceptionally difficult when you're trying to bring a receiver around who you expect to be able to turn the ball upfield. On this field, that's asking an awful lot of your receivers to keep their footing and turn the ball up.
Third down and 5 for St. Pius. They were here in Maryville a season ago, and they snuck out with a 14-13 win. The Spoofhounds trying to repay them this evening as the blitz coming from Maryville. McPhee gets in the way, gets out to Dominic Coote, able to break one tackle from Shervington up the left sideline. Still going, breaks through another tackle. Don Allen wraps him up and brings him down inside the 10-yard line. A big-time play there for St. Pius to move the chains and put themselves within the red zone.
Don Allen, number 23, was able to make that tackle after Coote was able to sneak past a couple of additional Spoofhounds. Sets St. Pius up right where they want to be at about the 6-7 yard line with a fresh set of downs.
Coote going 46 yards. Longest play of the night by far for St. Pius. Again, they have 7 points that came on a five-yard drive. A special teams miscue for Maryville led to the Warriors with the ball at the five-yard line. From the six, it is a handoff. Casconi breaking through tackles into the end zone. A six-yard run for the sophomore running back. And you mentioned it, a big-time drive. If they wanted to stay in this, they had to cut into this lead, make this a two-possession ball game without taking up too much time. It's 30-13. They're going to keep the offense out there and try to make this a 15-point ball game.
Casconi has been dominant all season long, and in many of St. Pius's game, he is a leader in the rushing statistical category. That time not denied, and punching it in for a touchdown here. 2-point conversion coming up.
Wide receiver stacked to the left side of the formation. Low snap, and it, McPhee picks it up. Now rolling to his left, somehow keeping this play alive. Fires to the end zone, and it is caught, and it is cooed in the end zone. Makes it 30-15. That play looked like it was dead from the start. But we saw one quarterback make an athletic play on a fourth down and four, this time on a 2-point conversion. It was McPhee making it happen. 30-15 is our score. 10:55 to play. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXEV KRNW.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. Support for KXCB KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
30-15, Maryville still leading St. Pius. The Warriors just got a score. Their first since the first quarter, as they're trying to claw their way back in this one. Earlier tonight, Northwest Missouri State Volleyball knocking off Newman in three sets. So the Bearcats have now won 11 straight. They are outright MIAA regular season champs, the first time ever. So hats off to the Bearcats and head coach Amy Wirth, just continuing to break down barriers and pushing forward, building that program up. Julian Abella to kick this one off here for St. Pius. Kicks this one back deep. Picked up by Dwight. Coming up the left sideline, and he slips and falls out across the 20. Check that, Don Allen on the return.
And Don Allen getting the ball on that kickoff return again, right around that 30-20 on the south side of the field where it's really getting chopped up. A lot of football has been played between the hashes at that point in the field. So, again, footing is going to continue to be an issue for all of the players.
Under center is Quinlan. He can't see it as much on the green Maryville jerseys, but those white St. Pius jerseys quickly turning brown as this field gets muddier and more torn up as this game carries on. Caden Steckline with a carry up the middle, picks up two to bring up a second down and eight. Make that a second down and seven. Give him three. 20th carry of the night for Steckline.
Steckline having a really productive evening. Hasn't broken that long run, but his patience and vision have been noticed up here in the booth.
I have him down longest run of the night, a couple 9-yarders. Just grinding away at this St. Pius defense.
Derek Quinlan checking the play clock, letting that expire a little bit to take as much time as possible off the clock.
Hounds handoff up the middle. This will be a pickup of one on second down.
One tough yard that time for Cooper Lowe. Looked like he had the truck and just two-wheel drive, and the back wheels were just a spin and turf flying up off of the field that time for what became just a one-yard gain. But again, keep pounding the ball, keep running the clock. That's how you win ball games.
9:37 to play in the fourth quarter, a 30-15 Maryville lead. It's win or go home from this point on in the season as Quinlan back to pass. Fires this one to the left side of the formation, stumbling, and it is Caden Steckline. Couldn't bring that one in. I think the ball actually bounced off of him. He came out of his break running an out route to the near sideline and just lost his footing. It was a good pass from Quinlan, but unfortunate with the field conditions.
That was one of those timing routes where Quinlan threw it to a spot, threw it perfectly, But again, that field this time played a role in the outcome of that play. And Stecklin could not keep his feet. Looked like he was doing a little bit of ice skating back there. And on comes Cooper Lowe for more of a traditional-looking punt.
Just the first incompletion of the second half for Quinlan. Now 6 of 7 here in the third and fourth quarters combined. 9:26 to play as Lowe takes the snap. Gets the punt away. It bounces about the Maryville. Check out the Pius 47, then rolls into across midfield. So good field position for St. Pius as they take over. They have the ball at the Pius 48-yard line to start this drive. 9:17 left to play here in the fourth. The rain has stopped, but the wind's still blowing out of the north here at the Hound Pound.
And Matt, a shout out to all of these fans that have stuck with us through this game. A shout out to the guys, the R&R boys from Clearmont and Brattyville, the Brush Pile Point Deer Hunters, the guys at the David Eads Lodge out near Wilcox. They're getting ready to hunt. They're listening to this Spoofhound broadcast on KXCV KRNW.
Back to pass McPhee, getting rushed, gets away from Viertaler, throws up a duck, middle of the field, coming back for it, and nearly making the catch is Coot, I believe. They're going to say that one hit the ground. It is incomplete. And boy, the St. Pius faithful don't like that one. Coot not very happy, but I think that was the right call.
I think it was, too. That ball looked like it hit the ground. Really didn't have much of a chance once he threw it in the air. One of those balls that you think, boy, somebody's going to come through and pick that off, play hero for these spoof hounds, and start to put some nails in the coffin. And now St. Pius, it looks like they're about to pick up an unsportsmanlike conduct from the sidelines there as the referee throws the flag in late, and will back them up another 15 yards.
And you understand the frustration because, again, it is win or go home. We're in the playoffs. You're going to see a sideline warning coming up on St. Pius. So they won't back them up just yet, but if it happens again, it will push the Warriors back. But you have to keep your cool because there's 9:08 left. It's a two-possession ball game. They're not out of it. McPhee, the handoff. Casconi breaks this one out all around the right end. Gets out across midfield, brought down by Boston Hageman right at the 50.
Played really well that time by Boston Hageman. He had to keep containment, and he was able to do so. Came up from his safety spot to make that tackle.
Third down and 7 after the 3-yard gain. 8:44 and counting. A 15-point Spoofhound lead. Red going in motion right to left. McPhee under center. They give to Casconi. He is hit by Major Scarborough in the backfield and ridden down. A loss of 1 on 3rd and 7.
Welcome to the ball game, Major Scarborough. We have mentioned his name, the sophomore, a couple of times. Big play earlier in the ball game with sophomore Lucas Viertaler. That time, tremendous play behind the line of scrimmage, and it brings up a fourth down that you know St. Pius has to have if they have any hopes of getting back into this ball game.
4th and 8 from the St. Pius 49-yard line. The Maryville faithful getting into it, making some noise, and we have a timeout on the field. 7:48 to play. St. Pius wants to talk this one over. They're trailing 30-15, facing a 4th and 8. We'll take a break. Back with more right here on KXEV KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Fourth and 8 on the way for St. Pius. 7:48 left to play in the ballgame. Savannah and Chillicothe are the other Class 3 District 8 semifinal. The Savages are rolling on their home field, up 42-7. So if Maryville can hang on, likely see the Savages visiting the Hound Pound next Friday.
We had mentioned earlier in the broadcast, kudos to our maintenance crew from the Maryville R2, led by TJ Allen. We are all in hopes that we get to keep this thing rolling. It would put a game here again next Friday and give TJ Allen a week's worth of work to get this field put back together.
I think he would welcome that work. A fourth and eight now for St. Pius. Rolling to his left is Braden McPhee, being chased by Viertuller. Stop, slows up. Viertuller wraps him up, brings him to the ground. A sack on fourth and eight, as McPhee just had nowhere to go with the football. A turnover on downs, and the Spoofhounds up by 15, take over with 7:40 remaining.
And Matt, how can you not get excited about these sophomores that are contributing to this ball game, especially on the defensive side of the ball? We've talked about Major Scarborough. Now we're talking again about Lucas Viertuller. That was just a don't give up play. He came from all the way on the other side of the field from his defensive lineman position to chase down the quarterback and bring him down. Huge play setting up the Spoofhounds on their side of the field.
Going in motion, it is Burns. Burns takes the end around off the left side of the formation, breaks off one tackle, gets to the 40, then driven back. This will be a pickup of four coming up for Burns, as he was hit by McPhee, the quarterback that just got sacked. Maybe a little bit of anger coming out in that tackle. They'll go ahead and spot him now at the 41-yard line. Pickup of two that time.
And again, the idea here is just continue to milk that clock, keep running the clock, keep running the football with 7 minutes left in the ball game and a 15-point lead. Just let the clock do its thing. Keep picking up some first downs. Let your guys do their thing.
Low end Steckline behind Quinlan this time. They give to Steckline, then they give it off to Burns. Burns up the middle, breaks through one tackle, brought down at the 35 by Braden McPhee. Pickup of five for Burns.
Drew Burns with just 12 yards rushing, but they are putting the ball in the senior's hands here late in the ball game because they trust his hands. They trust him as a runner, and we know he's capable of some big breaks if the opportunity arises.
Clock still moving. They give to Steckline this time. Cuts it up the middle, breaks through a tackle. He's got open field in front of him. Foot 15, the 10, the 5, into the end zone. Caden Steckline, the hat trick. Third touchdown of the evening. And that one should put this one away. 36-15, Maryville with 6:07 left to play.
36-15, and that was a 36-yard touchdown scamper. That's the big run that we have been hoping for, we've been wishing for, we've been wanting to see out of Caden Steckline. Again, great vision coupled with great speed, a 36-yard touchdown to all but put this ball game away for these Spoofhounds.
Maryville lining up for the two-point conversion once again, as Quinlan under center. They give Cooper Lowe off the left side of the formation, walks into the end zone. 38-15, Maryville, 6:07 to play in the fourth quarter. The Hounds are rolling. We'll take a break and be back with more right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, fmnottoway.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses, including dehydrating foods, cooking with fresh herbs, and much more. The full fall catalog of courses can be found online at kxcv.org or at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business.
Kickoff this time from low, picked up by Roderman. They try to go with the reverse, angling out toward the near sideline, and nowhere to run that time. Don Allen coming up with the tackle near the 30-yard line. They put the ball that time in the hands of Turner White, and just not a lot of running room that time for the sophomore.
Good example of special teams guys doing their job. We talked about it earlier. It'd be 1 of 11. Stay in your lane. Hold your assignment. That time Don Allen was coming in hot, and right behind him was the kicker that time, Cooper Lowe. So that play sniffed out well for these Spoofhounds.
5:59 left to play. St. Pius last possession going for it on a 4th and 8. McPhee nowhere to run. Got tracked down by Lucas Viertaler, and a couple plays later, Caden Steckline, 36 yards to the house. 38-15 is our score. The winner on to the district championship game next week. And if Maryville does go ahead and hang on, it'll be right back here at the Hound Pound. McPhee looks left. Now he's going to take off and run. He gets brought down. Court Watkins after a short game, but it looked like his head did get jerked to the left as flags fall. A face mask penalty coming up here on Watkins.
Should be some additional yardage for the St. Pius Warriors on that play, as it did look like Court Watkins got in there and grabbed a hold of his face mask. So they will add some yards to the end of that run.
Our game tonight is brought to you by Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Looks like a 15-yard penalty. It seems like they walked a country mile there. They're up to nearly midfield on that one play.
5:42 left to go in this one. New quarterback on the field now for St. Pius, as the pass going deep incomplete. They throw the flag. Pass interference coming up on Caden Steckline. Tack on another 15. Checking in now at quarterback, I believe that was Hudson Bailey for St. Pius, as he is over on the sideline talking with head coach Anthony Simone. Bailey checking in for McPhee. He's just a freshman on this football team.
He looks the part. He can get the ball up in the air. And one way that you know he hasn't played a lot tonight, his jersey's awfully clean, Matt.
Everybody else's white uniforms are so dark, it kind of looks like a light just shining over Hudson Bailey right now. We have seen Vinny Ross take some snaps and throw a couple passes this season, but it's Bailey getting tabbed right now. Pass interference on Maryville. Puts the ball at the Spoofhound 38-yard line. A 38-15 Maryville lead. Bailey out of the shotgun. The snap goes wide to his right, runs back, and just falls on it at the 50-yard line. A 12-yard loss.
You know, on that play right there, you see a young quarterback, a freshman, do the right thing. Just fall on the ball. You don't want to do anything too heroic, if you will, because the defensive line for the Spoofhounds was coming in hot. He goes to the sideline. I assume McPhee, can't tell in the huddle, is back in the ball game. But sometimes you just got to change things up and see what you get. That kid's probably the future of the St. Pius football team.
Saw a similar play on a two-point conversion that Braden McPhee turned into a two-point conversion, scooping it up, finding a receiver. After the 12-yard loss, McPhee fires it into the flats. It goes out to Casconi, who is wrapped up and brought down for a loss by Cooper Lowe.
And really couldn't do anything better on that play. He did a fantastic job of putting it right out in front of Casconi so he could be running with a full head of steam as soon as he caught the football. The problem was big senior Cooper Lowe was right there to bring him down.
So we have seen Cooper Lowe with the tackle for loss. We have seen him kick off and punt. We have seen him score a rushing touchdown. What can't Cooper Lowe do?
I've got to say, all indications are this kid is our player of the game, right?
Caden Steckline might have an argument. Back to pass. McPhee looking deep. Fires this one just as Major Scarborough got in the backfield. It is underthrown, and it is picked off. The man of the hour, Caden Steckline, comes up with the INT.
Your guy for player of the game. Maybe you're right, Matt. Maybe that kind of seals it for Caden Steckline, who has had a tremendous football game here tonight.
But, you know, somewhere Lucas Viertaler is saying, you know, I got a couple sacks, and I've been kind of dominant on that defensive line. Maybe he has an argument.
Listen, young fella, you got a lot of years left in you. Let's let the senior shine tonight.
You know, some people might make the argument it's kind of hard to see numbers and spot what's going on and get a lot going on in a game like this. Some people might say it's our spotter and statistician, Adam Teal and Mitch Caulfield, Nate Little as well. Maybe they're the players of the game.
They have been important and integral to this game, and they've helped us out a lot.
It could be Tyler.
Could be Tyler. He's been pretty important as well.
Everybody knows Tyler. As a handoff for Maryville goes to Steckline, a pickup of one. 10 minutes left in the football game, and Savannah is up 42-7. So we're likely to see the Savages coming up here next week, a 35-point lead. So that is a running clock down in Savannah. Tip of the cap to our man Jeff Stubblefield checking in with the score. 3:57 left to go in the ballgame here in Maryville. 38-15 is our score. We talk a lot about the guys up here with us. Matt Bue's done a great job. Also, our folks on the Chain Gang, which on KXCV KLRNW is sponsored by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. That's not an easy job any night, but especially an evening like this.
Yeah, the wet conditions aren't limited to just the players or the referees, but the Chain Gang, they got to put up with those wet conditions as well. So kudos to them. Great job. Shout out to our Spoofhound cheerleaders and our dance team. Shout out to Beth Sandow, Addie Taylor, and Taylor Merrill. Those student athletes and those student cheerleaders and dance team members have really kept this spirit alive here tonight for these Spoofhounds and their fans.
3:57 to play here at the Hound Pound. The handoff up the middle goes to Cooper Lowe. A nice chunk that time for Lowe. He's going to pick up nine. Also want to throw out the Spoofhound Marching Band playing the national anthem and the fight song before the game in the driving rain. Stuck around at halftime, performed again. Everybody getting in on the act here in Maryville as they're hoping to see another home football game next week.
That game likely setting up again to be Savannah. A great game played in Savannah with Maryville coming out on top, but they've got a star in Cade Chappelle, the running back, who just goes for big yardage every week. So it'll be fun to watch him again next week.
Fullback dive once again on third down and one for the Spoofhounds. That will pick up a couple. It will keep the clock moving, and it will also move your Laclede Chain Manufacturing chains.
Cooper Lowe rushing for about 75 yards tonight. You mentioned Caden Steckline. He's in the 125-yard range for the evening, and he has three touchdowns. Big night from those seniors. Drew Burns with a couple of timely rushes. Get the ball in his hands, a couple of nice receptions as well. So you're really seeing these seniors, that trio of running backs, take over for the Hounds.
2:44 left and counting. The handoff goes to Steckline looking for a hole. And he's going to pick up a couple off the left side of the formation as we are ticking down on 2.5 minutes left to go. Give Steckline three on that carry. I have him down for 21 carries on the night. Is that what you have?
I believe that you are correct if your addition. Yep, your addition skills look to be added up correctly. I think, in fact, that was perhaps rush number 22.
Maybe 22?
Yep, on that last rush.
Well, I will say I've got numbers per box, so I'm not really counting. It's counting for me. I'm not good with the whole math.
Well, you talked about an abacus earlier, and I haven't seen it emerge in the second half.
Spoofhounds handoff once again inside 2 minutes left to go. As this time it is Colton Amy with the carry.
And one name that we have not called out tonight, and we are glad not to call it out tonight, is athletic trainer Paul Snow. In these conditions, you might see a player go down. So far the luck has been with the Spoofhounds, no cramping. Highly unlikely on a night like tonight, but you might see a twisted ankle or maybe a bum knee, and luckily Paul Snow has stayed on his sideline this evening.
Play clock down to 7 seconds as Quinlan goes under center. He will give to Don Allen, trying to get to the edge on the left side. Out near the 35-yard line before he's brought down, a pickup of two now for the Hounds, bringing up a fourth down. And we have a timeout now for St. Pius. Too little too late, likely, trailing 38-15, 1:13 left to play. We'll take a break. Be back in 30 seconds on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
1:13 left to play. Maryville in front 38-15. With Philip Horan, I'm Matt Tritton.
Matt, on a night when the weather has been off or on, I got one for you. Why didn't the light rain hit the target, Matt?
I don't know.
It just missed. And it's misting right now, so weather creeping back in to the outcome of this ball game. However, the outcome looks favorable for these Maryville Spoofhounds for the 38-15 lead. 1:13 left. Punting situation ahead of us.
Getting handed a note. That's your fourth bad joke of the night. As the snap bounces off one of the upmen blockers for Maryville, picked up by Cooper Lowe, still trying to get the punt off. It dribbles in front of him. He did get the punt away. It was touched by St. Pius. Maryville trying to jump on top of it in kind of a circus of a play. Might have gone the Hounds' way. Pius, though, able to jump on it at the last moment. But, boy, that was awfully close to kind of telling the story of the night for St. Pius, that everything's going the way of the Hounds.
And, listen, these Hounds have played their hearts out. I have never seen a three-foot punt before. I've seen a three-foot putt, but I've never seen a three-foot punt before. And then Pius picks it up. They drop it. They luckily get back on it. And here we go again with some white, clean jerseys back in the ball game for Pius. But again, perhaps a chance to look at what the future might hold for this team.
A couple younger players out there, but Braden McPhee is back at quarterback and going under center with Larry Casconi, the single back behind him. They give to Casconi on first down. He's got a hole, a big opening across the 25 to the 20, the 15, the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, St. Pius, with 53 seconds left to play. A 36-yard run for Larry Casconi. And as you recall, Philip, it was close to this time back in week 4. Casconi went for a 28-yard touchdown run, about 1:01 left on the clock. But, of course, that was in a much tighter game. Tied at the moment, shifted the game completely to where St. Pius comes out on top in that clash of MEC Titans. That touchdown doesn't matter quite as much in this one.
You're right, Matt, and that game won with a great run by Casconi, 27 yards to kind of wrap that ball game up. But we talked earlier that Maryville, they are 16-3 against St. Pius, and in the postseason what matters is they're going to move from 6-0 versus St. Pius to 7-0, and that's really where it counts for this Maryville Spoofhound team.
Flag falls as the play clock got down to zero before this two-point conversion attempt for St. Pius. So this will move the Warriors back 5 yards.
Last year, Matt, Maryville played in the Class 2 championship playoffs, and they made it deep into November. They had a bye. They were the number one seed on October 29th, and then they took care of Trenton 28-6. They then played Macon, winning that ball game 33-6, and then they faced a very talented Richmond team, losing 49-23 all the way November 20th. And so here we are with what we hope will be another deep run in the Class 3 playoffs. A couple of teams of note, Luther North, they won their first game last week over Orchard Park, or Orchard Farm, 41-0. They play Lutheran St. Charles tonight. And then a team that we saw first off in the season, Blair Oaks and Dylan Hare, they host North Callaway High School tonight, with Blair Oaks the number one team in Class 2.
Things quickly going south for St. Pius. This two-point conversion attempt, they get a second delay of game penalty, then a low snap. McPhee can't handle it, falls on top of it. And so with 53 seconds remaining, the Spoofhounds will receive a kickoff up 38-21.
And on that play, you are correct, not a good sequence there. The ball actually was going north. It was going back for St. Pius, and directionally, you are right. They didn't have a good series there, but the ball was actually traveling backwards north. But it was going south is the saying, that it wasn't going well for them, but north-south.
So planning for a 7 o'clock kickoff next Friday night right here from Hound Pound. You can catch that game on KXCV KRNW with our pregame at 6:30. Philip Horn will be back with more. The preparation you put in every week is impressive. There are a ton of notes. I wish people could see all the research you put in to be out here with us every week.
I copy a lot of stuff from the internet.
Hey, I mean, you got to find it, right?
Got to find it. And some are harder to find than others, but next week's matchup with Savannah will provide plenty of information, and I might have this entire booth wallpapered with different papers.
I hope you do. Last night, we saw Maryville boys soccer pick up a third consecutive district championship. Maryville football with the win, finishing this one off, and then next week over Savannah, we'll have three consecutive district titles. As the offense coming back out for one final sequence, 53 seconds remaining. It is still missing. It looks like the wind has actually picked up just a bit. That flagpole across the way from us here at the Hound Pound. Whipping pretty good out there.
Got to think the Spoof Hounds will just line up in victory formation and take a knee, let the clock run out. St. Pius, with no timeouts left on the clock, should be able to just milk this clock and head back to the locker room.
The first kneel for Derek Quinlan. One more here before Maryville officially heads to the Class 3 District 8 Championship. Spoofhounds come in putting up 43 points per game. They put up 38 this evening, but this is one of the best defenses in the MEC. St. Pius only averages or allows 15 points per game. Well, Maryville running all over them this evening. They put up 38 as Quinlan kneels one last time. The clock is ticking down. Both teams head to their respective sidelines. St. Pius season is going to come to a close. 7-4 overall. While Maryville will pick up win number 7 themselves. Now 7-3 as the clock ticks down to all zeros. 38-21 is our final. The Spoofhounds able to knock off St. Pius at home tonight to advance to the Class 3 District 8 Championship. Maryville has a chance to pick up three consecutive district titles with a win next week over Savannah. Once again, our score 38-21 here from the Hound Pound, Maryville over St. Pius. We'll take a break and be back with your postgame right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville, Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. For more information, you can visit millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. J.R. Kurz, Scott Nielsen, Jeanette Padgett, Chad Hannigan, and Jeff Von Baron of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information at twaddlerealty.com. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
38-21 is our final in the Class 3 District 8 semifinals. Maryville moving on to face Savannah. Phillip, we knew that the elements, the weather, the field conditions would play a role in this one, but overall, despite a couple miscues for Maryville, the Spoofhounds handled it pretty well, and the running game, what you hope to see really emerge in the playoffs, it was there throughout.
Emerge in the playoffs, that's exactly right. We started a new chapter to the Spoofhound season with this first playoff game for them after their bye, and the running game was hard at work. 75 yards from our senior Cooper Lowe and 135 yards and three touchdowns from senior Caden Steckline. And what an impressive performance by both of these young men. And then everyone else doing their job. The offensive line, Lucas Viertaler, Wesley Sneed, Court Watkins, Landon Liebhart, Owen Wonderly, everyone doing their job to open up the holes and keep that running game moving successfully. And then just a very efficient, I guess is probably the best way to describe it, night from Derek Quinlan. Kind of a statistically small night, 123 yards and one touchdown, but he just continues to impress and does everything the right way, especially on a night where you'd think, boy, you don't want to get beat. You don't want to get beat, and you don't want to get beat by the elements. And Maryville, after coming out in their first drive, turns it over on downs. The next drive, the punt from their own goal line hits their own player, gives St. Pius a short field. They score a touchdown. You feel like momentum is on their side. And then Maryville's offense just kind of lit it up. Touchdown, 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 touchdown. Off they went, run into the races, and really took control of the game, as you said, with that running attack.
One, we look at it, too, and the way Maryville comes out and ran the football and the way they are capable of throwing with Derek Quinlan, boy, it really sets up for just a dynamic team heading deeper into the postseason, I should say, of, all right, we got the first run of the way, we knocked off any rust from the bye week, now it's just, let's take off.
And really, you're not giving Savannah a lot to see on tape. Savannah's going to see a lot of rushing attack from this Spoofhound offense, but they didn't see a lot of other elements because of the outside elements that came into play tonight. So this is just an exciting time of year, right? And it's so much fun to be back here in the Hound Pound and looking forward to next week's clash with the co-MEC champions Maryville and Savannah. It just sounds right and it feels right, and it's going to be a fantastic ball game.
Should be a lot of fun coming up next week as Maryville getting set to take on Savannah. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff right here at the Hound Pound. 1 week from tonight, we'll have your pregame on KXCV, KLRNW starting at 6:30. The man of the hour, or one of them anyway, talking about Caden Steckline a lot, Cooper Lowe, Matt Webb, head coach of the Spoofhounds, joining us. Coach, a 38-21 win over a very good team out of St. Pius. It was a 34-27 decision that went their way in Kansas City back in week four. Really, though, after the first quarter, the Hounds kind of put the pedal to the metal.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, you look at our defense, and that first half, that first touchdown was, really, we put ourselves in a bad situation, came on the field inside the five, and outside of that, I was really proud of the way our defense kind of, we didn't give up a big play. That's what kind of hurt us in playing these guys in the passes, whether it be a play-action pass or, an extremely long run by their quarterback or something like that. And I thought we did a good job in these elements of tackling and that sort of thing. But, very, very pleased with our overall team effort tonight. That's a big win.
You know, we talk a lot about the upperclassmen, what they bring to the table, Court Watkins, Cooper Lowe, Dilton Davis. But we saw a couple sophomores step up and make some big plays, too. Lucas Viertaler had two sacks on the night. Major Scarborough spent quite a bit of time in the backfield, too. You're getting contributions from young guys that have really matured throughout the season.
Yeah, those bookends, Lucas and 72 and 35 have really, like you said, sophomores really, really improved throughout the year at defensive end and made some big plays tonight. And that sack by Lucas there when they were, in the fourth and kind of throwing it on a sprint out pass. He caught it from the backside and just a lot of great effort. And it's like you said, those younger guys are making some contributions, I thought, just overall, just as a team, I thought, there's just some great individual performances. But as a team, I just was very pleased with where we're at.
You mentioned that first drive that St. Pius was able to score, and of course they started deep, deep in Maryville territory after the footing plays a role there, trying to get that punt away. At that point, after the touchdown, your team comes over, you have a huddle before the kickoff. Was it a matter of, all right, fluke thing, let's go on, or did you have to say anything to make sure, hey, we're still locked in, we're still fine?
Yeah, absolutely. I was really pleased with, you know, it's fun to hear Matt Houch and our offensive guys, you know, really talk and execute and what they were doing in the run game. And at that point in the first half, it was, you know, raining a lot more than it is now. But, you know, for those guys to kind of execute in some different run game stuff, and whether it's Caden Steckline or Cooper Lowe, but getting it blocked right up front. And there's a lot of tough gains tonight, you know, those 3 and 4 yard stuff that we really gutted it out.
As we look at it in our unofficial stats, Caden Steckline over 100 yards. Of course, he had a 36-yard touchdown there in the second half. But prior to that, his longest was 9. It was just a lot of chip away, chip away, chip away, and eat up some clock, but just kind of grind down this Pius defense, it seemed like.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm standing from your viewpoint here, and I kind of felt like the south end of the field was played on all night, but that's pretty evident. You talk about the explicitives, or I don't know how the great words that you use, right, are chipping up the field or chipping up gains, would go both ways. Because, yeah, it was a muddy slop there on that south end, and I think the whole first half seemed like it was played there. And there was a lot of tough yards up inside those small runs. And our guys just did a lot of patience. You know, they had a lot of fun. These, like I said before the game, these are the ones you remember, and that's a memorable win right there.
One of the memorable plays, we didn't see a whole lot of passing from Derek Quinlan and didn't need to on a night like this, but a 4th down and 4, second half, he somehow escapes a couple of guys trying to sack him, takes off around the right side, probably could have run for a 1st down or been close, kept his eyes up and threw it back across his body, got to the middle of the field. Delton Davis, only catch of the night, a touchdown. That's one where, hey, don't throw that unless you're Derek Quinlan in that spot with Delton all by himself.
Yeah, that's our quarterback. That's number 4 and that's number 11. Great connection. From my vantage point on the sideline, I saw him come open, and I saw Derek running, and I kind of thought, oh, is he going to see him? And then took my eyes off Derek, and he let her fly there. And that was a great decision. It's one of those where you're like, oh, just go get the first. And you're like, oh, great, touchdown. So, yeah, great connection. And he's a playmaker, done it all year, and that was a big one.
Did you get a thank you from Coach Houchin after giving his birthday present with this win?
We did. And, you know, obviously, you know, those birthdays are special. But, yeah, Coach Houchin's very happy and just a good win. I'm very proud of our kids. They gutted out. These elements we talked about at the beginning of the game, you know, the tougher team's going to win these type of games. And mental toughness, you know, with the elements, and physical toughness, you know. And I really feel like we played tough tonight, and that's a good sign where we're at, and playing for district championship next week, and that's we're right here at home. So it's going to be a lot of fun, big week. Obviously, you know, like Porn said, you can't imagine a better familiar foe, you know, than the team that's 30 miles down south. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We need everybody out here, and this is playoff weather and playoff atmosphere, and enjoy this one. Let's go get the Savages.
Coach, thanks for the time, and enjoy this one.
Thank you.
Matt Webb, the head coach of the Maryville High School football team, joining us up here postgame, a 38-21 win for the Spoofhounds. We'll take a break, back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300. And Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details at nwav.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, as well as grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a full-service floral shop, and more. More info at high-v.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services at 660-562-0300. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 660-562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Well, a terrific football game here from the Hound Pound this evening as Maryville takes down St. Pius by the score of 38-21. The Spoofhounds now 7-3 on the season. They were district champs the last season. They won districts the year prior to that as well. A chance to make it three straight if they can take down Savannah this upcoming week. Looking forward to that one. It's always great to be here at home. We only saw three home regular season games this year. The last one was back on September 30th. That was homecoming against Benton. It's awfully nice that we get to be back out here, enjoy this venue. Well, we love to enjoy this press box, especially after the last time we were at Savannah. It was open air. So this is going to be a lot of fun seeing the Savages come in to face the Hounds.
And last night, Matt, lost a little bit of sleep over the excitement of getting back here and doing this ball game after a week away. It's just really a joy to be up here and do this, and really want to give a shout out again to KXCV, KRNW, and all the work that they do. You do a fantastic job, Matt, getting everything in place. What the viewers can't see at home is all the things that you're turning on and off and making work. And it's just really an orchestra that's orchestrated well, I suppose, to say up here. So yes, looking forward to next week. I kind of looked at the long-term forecast as your resident weatherman, and I don't think we're in for a deluge, but I don't think it's going to be ideal conditions. But again, both teams have to play in those conditions, and going to be a really enjoyable ball game if our Spoofhounds can play the defense that we know they can play. They're going to have a big task at hand stopping Cade Chappelle. Cade Chappelle in a couple of big games, one against this St. Pius team, a game that they won. He went 34 carries for 234 yards and two touchdowns earlier in the year versus the Maryville Spoofhounds. Cade Chappelle, 31 carries for 138 yards. So this is a guy that's getting 30 carries a ball game. And you know what? Maybe this late in the season, you get a guy like that to kind of wear down just a little bit, but he's going to be a big part of that offense next week. And if our defense can stay with it, they're going to have a really good chance, because we know this, what this offense can do for the Maryville Spoofhounds.
Well, you talk about going in and a guy that might be wore down a little bit. You know, Cooper Lowe had a bye week last week, and the week prior to that really didn't get a ton of carries against Lafayette, trying to keep him fresh. He had 16 tonight, so that's a little bit, but a chance for him not as wore down as this season's gone on. They haven't ridden him the whole way. Caden Steckline, he had 22 carries tonight, I believe, so this was his most action running the football and taking that pounding, but again, coming off a bye week, so these guys are a little bit fresher. Derek Quinlan didn't have to do quite as much this evening, so Maryville, relatively, especially after the bye week, pretty fresh going into this football game.
And maybe what you get on the opposite side of that, you give Steckline and Cooper Lowe some additional work, but where you might come out on the other side of that is Delton Davis, who looks to me like he's about the sixth ranked, if you will, receiver in Class 3, where he has accounted for some big yards, some big games himself, 700 yards, 32 catches, six touchdowns. He added to that tonight with that 14-yard touchdown reception, but he didn't get used a whole lot, so maybe we don't call it a rest night for him, but we know that he's due for some big stuff next week if the conditions present themselves for us. So just so many playmakers to account for. If you are Savannah going to the boards tonight thinking about how you stop the wide receiver position, then you got to think about how you're going to stop the running backs, and then you got to think about how you're going to handle a guy like Drew Burns, who just does it all. And then last but not least, you got a quarterback that is capable of making plays with his arms, making plays with his legs, and he has really exploded on the scene here in his junior year. Plus, again, got to give a shout-out where a shout-out's due to the big guys up front. That offensive line's been spectacular.
They have been fantastic throughout the year. Maryville, a 38-21 win tonight. Savannah takes down Chillicothe by the score of 42-7. That's your Class 3 District 8 championship game next Friday night. A couple other local scores of interest as we go throughout the area. Class 2 District 8 semifinals. Lawson is trailing Lafayette County in the third quarter, 38-0. Richmond beat Macon 18-6. So that's what Class 2 District 8. Class 1 District 8, it was East Buck all over Hamilton, 40-0. They will see Mid-Buchanan in the district championship game. They top North Platte 41-6. Class 1 District 7, Gallatin over Brookfield, 42-6. Putnam County leading Milan in the fourth quarter, 26-0. And a couple 8-man scores, North Andrew over Stanbury, 60-22. East Atchison over Albany, 28-20. Platte Valley and South Holt will play tomorrow. Worth County leading Rockport right now, 52-0. In District 3 of 8-man, that was District 4, King City all over Pattonsburg, 58-0. Bramer leading Osborne Stewartsville, 34-18. DeKalb trailing Oric, 30-0. And it was Bishop LeBlanc over St. Joseph Christian by the score of 40-0. So a couple scores from around the area. Once again, Maryville, 38-21 over St. Pius, heading to the district championship. We'll take a break and be back to wrap things up here from the Hound Pound on KXCV Maryville, KLRN W Chillicothe.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoof Hound fan wear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoof Hound Nation. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at lacledechain.com. And the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or at airforce.com.
Support for today's Spoof Hound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/Planet Sub Maryville. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoof Hound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
This is Spoof Hound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Things all quiet right now around the Hound Pound, but a lot of work still going in. We see some folks out there pulling the tarp back that the players stand on during the game, making sure everything's all right. And there's a lot of work that's going to go in to get this field ready for next week. But again, the Spoof Hounds will be hosting Savannah in the Class 3 District 8 Championship as Savannah comes up with a 42-7 win over Chillicothe in Savannah this evening. With Philip Porin, I'm Matt Tritton. Lawrence Link back in the studios for us at KXCV KLRNW. A 38-21 win tonight for the Maryville Spoof Hounds. Once again, on to the district championship. But the Spoof Hound Athletic Department, not done just yet. Still a big cross-country meet coming up tomorrow.
Big cross-country meet tomorrow down in Columbia. The Gans Creek is the host, and that is the University of Missouri, the MU cross country course. They have hosted the SEC championships. They have hosted the Division I championships. It's a fabulous course, a fast course. PRs to be set tomorrow. Expect the big three from Maryville to get out there on the boys' side. The entire boys' team qualified, so they will have the boys' team plus their three, I think it is, alternates that will be down there. But you've got to expect great things out of the boys' side of things. And then on the girls' side, we qualified two, so we look forward to seeing how they can compete against all those other gals that will be down there from across the state. I think it's about 130 to 140 runners for each of those races. So, again, going to be a great day of running. I think the weather's going to really play out well. And then, Matt, just a quick check. We talked about the weather, and tonight was quite the weather game. And if you look ahead, it looks like next Friday we might move from rain showers to a chance of some snow showers. So if you're one of these kids playing in one of these football games, you get like the ideal conditions, because every kid dreams about sliding on a sloppy, wet field, and every kid dreams about playing in the snow. So they might get both of those on back-to-back Fridays. But, of course, this is the Midwest. This is Missouri. You never know what you're going to get.
Just like a box of chocolates, really, right?
That's right, Forrest.
Northwest Missouri State Athletics. The Bearcats come up with a three-set win tonight over Newman. So the volleyball team outright MIAA champs, also the top seed in the upcoming MIAA tournament, which will take place in St. Joseph next week. Northwest Soccer lost 1-0 to Emporia State in the semifinals of the MIAA tournament. So they were still firmly in the region rankings. They should still make their way into the NCAA Central Region Tournament, which will be coming up shortly as well. In Northwest Missouri State football, they are in action coming up tomorrow at 1:30 against Missouri Southern. We'll have pregame right here on KXCV KRNW beginning at 12:30, so be sure to tune in for that broadcast. That's going to wrap things up for us here from the Hound Pound. One more time, Maryville, a 38-21 win over St. Pius in the Class 3 District 8 semifinals. On to the district championship next week, right back here at home against Savannah, a 7 o'clock kickoff with 6:30 pregame coming up for that one. Appreciate everyone tuning in for our broadcast this evening. Thanks for everyone involved with the broadcast as well. Head coach Matt Webb joining us a couple times. We heard from the boys soccer coach Jesus Gonzalez as well. Back in the studios, Lawrence Link. And with me here at the Hound Pound, Philip Horan. I'm Matt Tritton saying so long until next week.